S&P futures are off 10. Dow futures down more than 100. Markets in China and Europe were down 2% today. Tokyo off more than 3%.
You can't have the 3 and 4% sell-offs in Asian markets and not see that work its way through Europe and then onto our shores.
Market analyst Art Hogan believes the sell-off is just a correction, something that will make big winning stocks more affordable.
If you've been waiting to get into the marketplace, if you've been waiting and you thought you missed it, Apple or Yahoo or Google, now's an opportunity to sort of make that wish list, keep an eye on things, and start sticking your toe in the water again.
Last week, the Dow lost more than 500 points, about 4% of its value. To Iraq, where the country's interior ministry has reportedly fired or reassigned 10,000 people, some of them high-ranking police officers, because of allegations of torture and bribe-taking. There was a suicide car bombing in Baghdad today, a book market. 26 people were killed, the largest bombing in the Iraqi capital in 3 days. And hundreds of U.S. and Iraqi troops are sweeping the dangerous Sadr City neighborhood, setting up new checkpoints. In Afghanistan, a NATO airstrike hit a home, killing 4 generations of the same family. It came during a fight between Western troops and militants north of Kabul. The scandal about conditions at Walter Reed Army Medical Center triggered a military shakeup, and today will spark questions from members of Congress. Here's CBS's Bob Fuss.
The first of 2 hearings today will be at Walter Reed. Members of Congress examining reports of deplorable conditions in outpatient housing and long bureaucratic delays in follow-up treatment for the wounded. Joe Davis is with the Veterans of Foreign Wars.
It should be outrage, just pure and total outrage.
And there is, says Democrat Rahm Emanuel.
In returning home from war, they deserve better than the moldy walls, the dilapidated facilities, and the miles of red tape.
One question sure to come up today, why the fired commander at Walter Reed was replaced by his predecessor, who had long ignored complaints. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
FEMA has shut down a trailer park full of Hurricane Katrina evacuees in Hammond, Louisiana. Because of health and safety concerns, FEMA says temporary homes for most of the 50 families have been found. Well, for decades, the process of getting a patent has been a behind-the-scenes, low-tech enterprise. Now it's going to look something more like Wikipedia, online, for all to see. Live to Washington and CBS's Peter Mayer.
Right, Steve, many people probably take patent numbers or the words patent pending for granted, but the public will soon be able to weigh in on the government's ultimate protection for products and inventions. The Washington Post reports a patent and trademark office trial project will put patent applications on the Internet. The office will invite comments and even allow readers to rate the applications. According to the report, companies applying for patents will agree to the online reviews. Now, supporters of the big change hope for a more open patent process, Steve.
Last week, big restaurant chains were under fire for their huge portions and calorie count. Now places like Ruby Tuesday and Hooters are cooking up new ways to protect customers from credit card fraud. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor. Jim, what's the idea?
It's going to be safer to eat at both of those national chains soon, Steve. Ruby Tuesday implementing a new ultra-secure credit card processing system. It leaves none of your credit info at the restaurant when you leave. Hooters testing a device that lets you pay right at the table, so your card never leaves your sight. It's all in the name of stopping identity theft, Steve.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
This is brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. A busy weekend in Colorado politics. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was in town for a big Democratic dinner Saturday night. Pelosi says the scandal over conditions at Walter Reed Army Medical Center is part of a pattern of neglect by the Bush administration. California Democratic leader was in Denver to help the party take the Senate seat Republican Wayne Allard is giving up. By the way, Pat Walk will continue to lead the Colorado Democratic Party. The party's state central committee on Saturday also reelected the first vice chair, second vice chair, secretary, and treasurer to 2-year terms. Meanwhile, down in Colorado Springs, a Republican presidential hopeful taking his party to task. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee ripping the GOP while genuflecting at Focus on the Family headquarters.
The sad thing is a lot of good people lost as well as some folks that needed to go. There are a lot of good people in the Republican Party who lost their races, who should have won.
Huckabee says the Republicans lost the midterm elections by abandoning their principles. And the MEG, founded by evangelist Ted Haggard, has seen its attendance and income fall severely since Haggard was dismissed back in November. After revelations about his involvement with drugs and a gay hooker, Now the church is laying off 44 people, or about 12% of its workforce. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John, and good morning. We did have construction overnight, northbound I-25 at 144th, but it looks like those lanes are back open. We don't have any significant delays behind it. Just starting to stack up southbound 25 through Thornton and North Glen and eastbound 270. It's a nice drive, though, just about everywhere around the city. It looks like it's going to be a busy Monday, though. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, high clouds and sunshine, breezy in the afternoon, a high of 57. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 28. Currently, partly cloudy, 32. Degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-220-5859. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-467-5910. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-467-5910. 1-800-467-5910.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-477-1896. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-477-1896. 1-800-477-1896. That's 1-800-477-1896.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-990-4998 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-990-4998. 1-800-990-4998.
Oh, God, weekend people. Okay. Well, I had a pretty interesting weekend.
Yeah, how was the big dinner?
Yeah, I went to the Jefferson-Jackson Day dinner. At the Adams Mark, met the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
How cool is that?
You don't really get a chance to say much to her.
Yeah.
You just kind of like stand there and
bask in the reflected
say,
glory.
You know, congratulations or whatever, and then they take your picture and then you leave.
Yeah.
But I have to say, she's really a nice woman.
Yeah.
And very, she's gracious. Because she put up with all of that. And she was great. She gave a great speech.
I was going to say, she fired up the troops?
Yeah, but people were pretty fired up there anyway because the crowd was so large. It was close to 2,000 people.
Wow.
That were there.
At how many, how much ahead?
You know, I don't know. I can't tell you. I think it's $200, maybe. I can't remember how much Mary and I paid. We paid over the amount, though. I know that.
But for a good cause.
So. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So there were a lot of people there. And the whole Colorado congressional delegation, all the Democrats, were there. So I saw Congressman Mark Udall. I saw Congressman Ed Perlmutter. And I did not get a chance to say anything to Congresswoman Diana DeGette. And I did not get a chance to say anything to Senator Ken Salazar. Because I don't want to walk up when he's in the middle of talking to other people.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. That's not cool.
And I've lost weight, so a lot of people
didn't recognize you.
You know, they weren't sure it was me.
I thought it was your skinny doppelganger.
Right? Yeah, I went, hey, it's me. So, had a good time. Thank you, everybody who was there. Thank you, everybody who came up to us, Mary and myself. And we really, really, really had a good time. And it's like going to all of those events. It gives you a little boost going into the week because everybody's excited and fired up. And it's really a good time. We sat at a table with really nice people. And it was really a really good event. And once again, you should get involved. I know I get a lot of emails from people who get angry at me because I don't really like third parties. But I think things are so critical now that we have to do two things. I mean, that we have to, one, make sure that we get a Democrat in the White House, that we have to elect a Democratic senator. And that we have to retain the control of the legislature, and that we have to do all of these things. We have to get these things done, and the only way to do these things, the only way to ensure that we don't get four more years of misguided management, is to push for a Democrat to win. And if you don't like the direction of the Democratic Party, then get involved and try to change the direction, which I think is the best thing to do.
Yeah.
So. Your local Democratic organization, no matter where you are, they're all waiting for you to call up on the phone and to volunteer. And the mayor was there, Mayor Hickenlooper. Middle of his speech, I wanted to stand up and yell, "Fix the pothole," but I didn't. I didn't say anything to him either.
That was probably wise.
Yeah, I think so. Let's not cause an incident, right? Let's not be a loose cannon and cause an incident. Okay. All right. Other than that, good weekend. How about yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. Didn't, you know, really do much. The weather just, you know, I mean, yesterday was nice, but there was still too much snow up there in the foothills to go hiking, or it was still a little bit too cold to go biking. Read a good movie Saturday night, though, The Prestige.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that film?
No, I haven't seen it.
It was a very interesting film, very interesting movie.
All right, let's get this out of the way at 6:16, 16 minutes after 6 in the morning, so that we don't have to confront this later. Because I know somebody wants to say something about it. I know you want to say something about it. Ann Coulter. What? You know, she's irrelevant.
Well, you know, it's not so much the fact that she basically called John Edwards a faggot as the fact that the Republicans were hooting and hollering and, yeah, way to go, Ann.
But what do you expect out of them?
Yeah, but then what I really found interesting was then the Republican presidential contenders coming out and, you know, Rudy Giuliani's people saying it was inappropriate, and then McCain's people saying it was wildly inappropriate. And my question is, will Ann Coulter ever appear on another major television network, with the exception of Fox? Has she now gone over the line to the point where she's persona non grata for just about every television?
CPAC, that conservative organization that had her there, is saying they won't invite her back.
Yeah. And
no, she'll show up on TV. You know why she'll show up on TV? I'll tell you why. Because she garners attention.
Yeah, but she's...
That's the reason that she'll do it. She'll be there because she garners attention.
Yeah, but...
Because we've been over this before. People like to watch, and they like to listen to tragedies. And train wrecks.
The big three networks, though, they're afraid of the gay community when it comes to economic boycotts and things like that.
Okay, I'll bet you. You want to bet? You want to bet within the next 90 days she'll show up on some network, some television show?
ABC, NBC, or CBS?
Yep.
Okay, $5. I think she's dead in the water.
25.
25, 20. Even Jackson.
Yeah, you made $150,000 in stocks last year. You can pony up $25. What is this, Pink's?
A 20 I can pull out of my wallet. I got a 20 on me. Make it a 20.
All right, $20. I'll bet you she's on.
Okay, I'll bet.
How much you want to bet?
In the next 90 days, $20.
Yeah, 90 days. She'll show up somewhere.
She won't show up on
Pat
the major...
Lauer will have her on. CBS won't have her on in the morning because they don't really do that kind of thing on the morning show there. But GMA or...
Today.
Or Today.
No.
We'll have her on, or they'll have her on some segment somewhere.
I disagree. So $20 is next 90 days. No, you're right.
Wait, well, you want to throw on MSNBC just to make it even better?
No, because, you know.
CNN?
No, I'm just talking about the big three.
All right. She'll be there. You'll see. Especially if she's got a new book out. She'll show up.
They won't.
Because they like that stuff, man.
Yeah, but they're terrified of a boycott by the gays.
Well, who says the gays are who says gays and lesbians are the only people who are going to boycott them?
Yeah, but
I'm straight
gays,
and I boycott them.
Yeah, but the gays are the ones that are organized and have shown in the past they have the economic clout to do things like.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of straights who would be involved in that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Heterosexual community would be involved in that also.
I still say Ann Coulter's got an X chromosome trying to be a Y.
You know what I honestly think about her? Here's what I honestly think. She's got a good gimmick going.
Oh, yeah.
She makes money. She draws attention. There are those people who believe that what she says is real and true. But those are the same kind of people who would turn on professional wrestling and believe that that's real.
That's that same 25%, the totalitarian personality.
And she's putting that money in the bank and getting all the attention she needs. So why should she stop? And some people will do anything for self-promotion.
Yeah, but
and she's one of those people.
The point also comes, I think, when these people have a tendency to finally self-destruct or go completely overboard.
But see, they never seem to. Other than Michael Kramer, who's the last example that we can think of, who else can you think of that has made a public statement that can't find work?
Hey, you know, that'd be a great tour. They ought to go on a comedy tour. The racist comedy tour. Michael Richards, Mel Gibson, and Ann Coulter attacking blacks, Jews, and gays.
Yeah. Well, but there's my point again. Name somebody who can't get work.
Yeah, that's true.
They're all working. They're all working. They all eventually find acceptance. What it is about us that we don't hold that stuff against them and that we forgive them, I don't know. Maybe we're a loving and forgiving people, and maybe we're the kind of people who, when somebody gets into trouble, we like that moment, but we also like the idea of redemption. Think about that. We like the idea that somebody can turn their life around and that we, quote-unquote, see them as being redeemed, even though they might get into further trouble down the road. Gibson's still going to make movies. He's still going to make money.
Coulter's still going to
write columns and books.
Make money.
Kramer, that guy, I don't know, he wasn't that big to begin with.
No, he was off the radar.
All right, he was off the radar to begin with. So, what? And even Tom Cruise, who, you know, I want nothing to do with. See the New York Times this weekend?
I saw where he's
making up a movie mobile, and they got a thing on there about him. See, everybody makes it back.
Yeah.
Now, what is that? I'd be interested if anybody knows here at 303-713-7600. And I got four lines open here. If you're up this early in the morning and you want to do some heavy thinking, or maybe it's not heavy thinking, what is it about us that we compel all of these people to make some sort of comeback and that they all somehow survive?
The novelist F. Scott Fitzgerald once said there are no second acts in American life. He was wrong.
Yeah. Absolutely. Probably the biggest example of what I'm talking about, G. Gordon Liddy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well,
I guess
what is it about that we allow people back in through the door again?
I don't know. It used to be in the old days, man, you were disgraced. That was it. You slunk away into obscurity for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but at some point in this country's history, that all stopped.
Nixon?
I don't know if it was the 70s or the 80s, but somewhere around in there it stopped and people were able to come back.
Yeah. Good question.
So, worth thinking about on a Monday morning. 6:23, 23 minutes after 6 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. A lot of us got to head to work. And we'll find out what's going on traffic-wise now with Gina.
It's been a tough winter so far, with a record number of days with ice and snow. Lots of regular rain gutters have sagged or pulled off homes completely, but not the LeafGuard gutter system. LeafGuard will protect your home for years to come with its protective hood and lifetime no-clog workmanship warranty. Protect your home from the elements with LeafGuard. Call LeafGuard today and compare the quality and cost. 303-289-1409. That's 289-1409. Don't cover up problems. Eliminate them.
If your family is planning a road trip, you need help from Radio Shack. Our sales associates will show you the modern marvels that make traveling fun, like a portable DVD player that turns noisy kids into traveling angels, MP3 players with FM transmitters and cool cases that make Dad listen and not sing, and a GPS receiver so even he knows where he's going. For the wonders of technology that help you get the most out of your road trips, it's your neighborhood Radio Shack.
Get the good stuff.
One of the most stylish accessories available at your local Napa Auto Parts store isn't for your car. It's for your head. It's the all-new 2007 Napa Racing Hat, and it can be yours free. Just bring any old hat to your local Napa Auto Parts store, and you can swap it for this cool new Napa Racing Hat. Hats are free with any purchase at participating Napa locations while supplies last. Limit one per customer. Napa. Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Injury cases such as the medical malpractice, which Mary and I got involved with some years ago, and you've really got to have a good attorney. Wrongful death and auto collision cases. Mike Turner is deeply committed to progressive politics and programs that support and advance the interest of real people who have been wronged by corporations and insurance companies. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner, call him at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services remind parents that whether your teen is the driver or the passenger, they need to be responsible and safe every time they get into a car. Decide as a family to talk about this issue and don't assume good kids always know that right thing to do. This message is brought to you by Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services, operators of Red Rock Bar, Lefty's Colorado Trail, Lefty's Mile High Grill, and Lefty's Front Range Grill at the Denver International Airport.
So, you're a consultant?
Yes, sir.
What's with the wall of sticky notes?
It's my small business accounting system. Unpaid invoices go on the purple ones.
And the green?
New customers.
So, unpaid bills are the yellow ones.
How'd you know?
I took a shot. You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Yeah?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you write checks, send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't.
I'll switch. So, need a couple hundred sticky notes?
I'm going to pass on that. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at OfficeMax, Best Buy, or Amazon.com.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Seven minutes after six. Hi today, 63 under partly cloudy skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, John Edmonds, John Turk. You can instant message us at am760.net. I try to answer as many of those as I can, and I'm not doing a very good job of reading those on the air. I got to do a better job of getting some of those on because we get really good comments. We're kind of we're speculating about the idea that in this country and. I can't trace back as to when this started, and this is kind of really an impromptu, off-the-cuff type thing that John M. and I got into about Ann Coulter and Ann Coulter's comments about John Edwards, which John Edwards used as sent out in a fundraising letter over the weekend, but the idea that she used Ann Coulter is a homosexual slur in order to describe John Edwards. But the idea that in this country, people who say awful things, that, yeah, we're outraged and we get upset. And I do remember that when we talked about Mel Gibson, for instance, I do remember there were a few callers who called up and said, well, you know, he was drunk and you're being too harsh on him, and on and on and on. But the idea that people are able to do this stuff, and then they're able to make a comeback, they're able to be accepted again, where, what, 35, 40 years ago? That wouldn't happen.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I don't think. I'm trying to think about who back in that era would have said something and then somehow, but you know, I can't think of anybody. And back in those days, man, if you did something like that on the, particularly if it was carried in the mass media, you were out, you were gone. You worked in obscurity.
No,
for the most part.
I wasn't around, but I know the story about the famous actress Ingrid Bergman. She had a child out of wedlock. And boom, she was banished from Hollywood for 20 years.
Yeah, but she still worked, though. She made films.
Just not in Hollywood.
She was in trouble because she had an affair with Isabel Rossellini's father.
Oh, right.
The director. I can't remember what his name.
Roberto Rossellini.
Yes. She was in trouble because she had an affair with him. Liz Taylor got in trouble because she had an affair with Richard Burton during the making, I believe, of Cleopatra.
Yeah, right.
Trying to think of who else. See, I can't think of anybody else that would fit into that category that was able to get away with stuff. And because I don't want to. I don't want to get into the era where the studios covered stuff up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they did all the time.
Like Rock Hudson being gay.
Okay, Errol Flynn. A lot of those, like, really old, old...
Errol Flynn, was he gay or was he just...
No, man, he had a thing for teenage girls.
For young teenage girls, yeah.
And the studios kept that quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless you murdered somebody.
Like Fatty Arbuckle.
Right, which goes way, way back. Yeah, we weren't even here.
You know, it was funny, because when I was in college,
And he was acquitted on that, by the way, and Hollywood never took him back, and the public never took him back.
I took a survey of the mass media course, and we were talking about the history of cinema and everything, and the professor was talking about Fatty Arbuckle. And nobody would talk about what it was that he did to this girl, or supposedly...
He was accused of raping and murdering her.
Well, apparently there was an icicle involved.
In a San Francisco hotel.
And peritonitis, and it was like,
but he got off, but he was never, that was it.
Yeah.
His career was done. And then, of course, we have the Blacklist era, which wrecked a whole bunch of people's lives, and some of those people never recovered. But when did all this stop? When did all this stop? After the 60s?
I was trying to think. George Wallace, maybe?
No, because he later, towards the end of his life, he stayed active in politics in Alabama. And towards the end of his life, he recanted his positions.
Yeah.
Even though he was in a wheelchair because Arthur Bremer, who knows what the hell ever happened to him,
he's still
locked up.
Yeah.
So... I can't really think of anybody. I mean, I know of examples of people in the media, television, radio, who had said risque things, like dirty things, and then had been kicked off for a while, but then came back, would get like another job or would be allowed back on television.
Well, you know, your favorite. Groucho Marx, you know, he got kicked off television back in the late 50s. He did that show, You Bet Your Life. Say a second, where the duck comes down.
Oh, I barely remember that.
Yeah, I didn't remember it either, but apparently he went on, he would always interview the contestants, you know, and this one woman, he asked her how many kids she had, and she said she had 8.
Oh, that's the one about, I like my cigar, but I take it out
once in a while.
Yeah, he got bounced for that.
Yeah.
Soupy Sales, remember him? He got bounced for this deal where holds, and I saw this as a kid, okay?
Did you?
He holds his hand up to the camera and says, I don't know if this was network or if it was just local Los Angeles, but he holds his hand up to the camera and he says, I gotta remember how this goes. This one's for mommy, this one's for daddy, this one's for... whoever his sidekick was, this one is for Mr. Director, and this one's for the sponsors. And boom, off he went.
He left the middle finger up.
Yeah, and then he also got in trouble another time for going and telling kids...
to take the pictures of...
No, to go into their mom's purse or their dad's wallet and send Uncle Soupy $10.
Oh, it was around President's Day, and he said, send pictures, find all the pictures of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and send him to Uncle Soup, and he got several thousand
dollars. Yeah, and he got kicked off for that. 34 minutes after 6. You can join in on this, Gina, if you want to. The idea that people can say bad things like Ann Coulter, and they're accepted, and that most people can say bad things in the media or in print, and they make a comeback, but at one point in this country's history, you couldn't make a comeback like that. People would bounce you out. And what is it? Is it because we like redemption? Because we have forgiving hearts? What do you think the story is?
You know, I don't know. I mean, Ann Coulter, it's embarrassing sometimes the things that she says. So, you know, I think she's a smart woman, but I think this was really out of line.
But I bet John M. $20 or $25 that she'd be back on network television within 90 days. Somewhere, she'd make an appearance.
She has a lot of support, for sure. So I think that's true.
Not a lot of people out there who hate. And she eggs those people on.
The knuckle-dragging crowd.
Yeah, but in the old days, you if you said something like she said, or if you made an utterance like that, you were gone. Not in this day and age.
Well, the last one I can remember that did that and got away with it was the former mayor of Philadelphia, a guy named Frank Rizzo.
Oh, that was the shoot-to-kill thing?
He said, I'm going to make Attila the Hun look like a faggot.
I don't remember Rizzo saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, did he say that?
Back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Maybe it started in the 60s.
Yeah.
Maybe that's when it started. Maybe in that regard we're too promiscuous. No. I don't know.
Promiscuous regarding what?
Promiscuous isn't the right word. Too forgiving?
Oh,
too open?
Too. We embrace our enemies too easily.
Yeah, is it better to embrace them and let them make idiots out of themselves, or is it better to demand that they be banished from the public arena?
Well, they come down on us, the right wing, you know. Every
yeah,
time
but something. We don't ever say anything but half as inflammatory as they do.
Yeah,
come on. All right, 6:37, 37 minutes after the hour. Of course, we could start working on it. Here's Gina with a look at Monday morning traffic. Right, Gina?
All right, Jay. So far, we're in good shape. Quite a bit of traffic on the highways already, so it looks like it's going to be a busy morning. We're filling in across the north side, southbound 25, north of I-70, eastbound 270 through Commerce City, eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike at Federal. We do have one crash off the highway, Colorado Colfax, in the intersection. Weather today, high clouds and sunshine, breezy in the afternoon with a high of 57. Right now, partly cloudy and 32. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Did you know that RTD's Sky Ride service to DIA costs as little as $6, $8, or $10 each way? With RTD's family fares, up to three children under age 15 ride for free with a paying adult. Call today to find out more at 303-299-6000.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
On the purple ones.
And the green?
New customers.
So unpaid bills are the yellow ones.
How'd you know?
I took a shot. You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Yeah?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you write checks, send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't.
I'll switch.
So, need a couple hundred sticky notes?
I'm going to pass on that. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at OfficeMax, Best Buy, or Amazon.com.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Don't know what to do next? You'll want to work with a company that has helped secure more than 10,000 patents. For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-888-748-IDEA. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company that has helped secure more than 10,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-748-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-748-IDEA. That's 1-888-748-4332.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, talking about scandals. Right? I mean, Mick Jagger went to jail for pot in the 60s, had tea served in jail in Britain, and it only served to enhance his image. 641, 41 minutes after the hour. Partly cloudy today, a high of 63, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, John M. and John Turkin. We're talking about, Ann Coulter's comments over the weekend, but we're also talking about the fact that people who say things and do things, that they get accepted back into the public, and then maybe, 30 or 40 years ago, that didn't happen, although a listener sent us an instant message at am760.net, and this listener is absolutely right, and I had forgotten about this. What about Robert Mitchum, who got busted for marijuana, went to the Honor Farm, as they used to call it back in the old days, and then got out and resumed his Hollywood career? So there's another example. What about O.J. Simpson? Although, I don't think O.J. Simpson is accepted by the mass of the population. And the reason I bring that up is because he basically, except for that whole freakish thing at Fox and with Judith Reagan, where she got popped and Rupert Murdoch got angry about all of that, he surfaces every once in a while, but he's not... as far as I know, in the public eye as much. Maybe he does make personal appearances. I couldn't imagine who would go see him. I don't care what it would be for. A charity? Why would you go see O.J. Simpson? To gawk at him? How about his book? Well, it's not coming out, is it? I mean, it's been trashed. But why would you go see him? Well, that's the same example, though, of people who do things like write Charles Manson in jail. Or used to buy clown art created by the late John Wayne Gacy. That's not the same area as somebody who gets on in public and says something extremely in poor taste, like Ann Coulter did, and then's able to survive. So there's got to be something about us that either there's no shock value left in the country, that we've read and seen and heard everything, or there's something about us in which we're unforgiving. No, that's not the right word. We are forgiving. That will let anybody back in, regardless of what they've done. And my examples of that would be Mel Gibson. Because he'll still make films. And he went through his how many weeks of, oh, I'm sorry, and I was drunk, and all of that. And as I said, when he first did it, and we discussed it here on the air, I had people who called me. when I said, well, that's it. I mean, I'm not going to watch another Gibson film again. And I had people who called me and said, well, you're being too harsh on him. So he slipped. Haven't you slipped? Now, I think we've all said things we regret. And maybe we've... maybe there's a hint of racism and a hint of homophobia and a hint of prejudice in all of us. But then do we... but then we're not in the position, we're not in the position to take that and amplify it in public. And if I had to bet, I would bet most of you probably wouldn't do it anyway. That what you might say in public and what you might say in private may be two different things, but you'd never get out in public and you'd never mouth it. But we've also had people on the radio who have done, and this has been in the last 10 years, that have done things that were really, were bad. And they're working again. And they get jobs. Probably the biggest example of that I can think of right now is Opie and Anthony, who are on in New York City, and I believe they had syndication too. And they paid a couple to go into St. Patrick's Cathedral and have sex. And they ran it on the air. And they got fired from CBS. But they're back. So they're working again. I think there are some areas out there where you get caught doing things. But even if you get caught doing the worst things, you can somehow... get a job, you can somehow work. Best example of that I can think of is a guy, he's dead now, but a guy who I knew in Chicago named Bob Wall, who was a white guy who worked at WGCI, which was a black radio station, and he was the morning man, extremely clever, extremely good, and he had huge following. And then he got caught, along with his wife, giving, this is really a twisted story, giving the babysitter, and she had to be under the age of 18, I think, LSD, and they allegedly had sex with her. Now he got fired. And I think it busted his domestic life apart, but he ended up working in Little Rock. Under another name, he ended up getting a job.
Well, it was like the former business editor over here at the Big Stick station. From this was like 9 or 10 years ago. He was a roid rager, and he wound up beating up his wife.
Well, I know who you're talking about. I worked with him, yeah.
And he wound up. He and the ex-wife, the now ex-wife, are working together at a station up in Fort Collins. That was
And they claim they got a ton of listeners.
Yeah,
I think they probably have as many as we do, or less. Well, they, you know, when you talk about forgiving too, that also brings up up the fact where if you're in management or you're a boss and somebody comes to you and they say, well, look, I got this on my record and whatever. I mean, do you give them a second chance unless the law prohibits it? Or do you tell them, no, you've been in trouble for a crime or whatever the case is and I can't hire you?
Well, it depends. Like if it's an addiction thing, you're covered under the Americans with Disabilities.
No, I'm not talking about an addiction.
But if it's a crime.
No, I'm talking about you go out and do something. I'm talking about you do or say something bad or whatever the case may be. And because you and I have both been given tons of second chances.
Oh, yeah.
But I never really did anything on the air that would qualify in the Ann Coulter, would qualify in the you know, in that area, and I've certainly never done anything that's illegal.
No, I mean, the farthest out I ever got was after the Saturday Night Massacre, and Nixon fired Archibald Cox, the special prosecutor, and I went on the air Monday and called him the cock sacker in the White House.
Did you get fired for that?
No, I didn't, as a matter of fact. The guy that owned the radio station wound up being a Democratic congressman from Honolulu.
But you've been fired before. What, you've been fired, right?
Yeah.
For drinking.
I got fired for drinking, and I got fired for constantly referring to President Reagan as Ronnie Ray Guns.
So, somebody gave you a second chance.
Yeah. I always bounce back.
I'm like a deflated basketball. it's becoming harder and harder for me to bounce back at all. 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina bounces back with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Traffic just getting busy across the city. I-25 looks pretty good just about wherever you are, except for those southbound lanes from 104th to 84th. We've got good speeds through the bridges and into downtown if you're on the northbound side. No delays whatsoever at the tech center. A few more cars headed out of Lakewood on 6th Ave near Federal. Same for the Boulder Turnpike. All good on C-470 through Highlands Ranch. Weather today, high clouds and sunshine. Breezy in the afternoon, high of 57. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 28. Right now, partly cloudy and 32. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Make every day special with the $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants. A different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway sandwich every day for only $2.79. Go in today for the turkey and ham sandwich. Keep your stomach and your wallet full at Subway Restaurants. Eat fresh.
Coloradans support their public schools in countless ways, from bake sales to better state funding. We ensure that each of our children have access to the best that public education can offer. Now, some of Colorado's newest public schools need your help. More than 7,000 students rely on online public schools for their education. Many of these students are at-risk kids. Online public education is the only thing keeping them in school. As state legislators consider new laws that could impact this powerful education choice, we're asking them to embrace these core principles. Protect parents' right to choose online public schools. Employ highly qualified teachers. Maintain fair and equitable funding, provide strong oversight and accountability, and use value-added tests to measure progress over time. Call your legislators and let them know you support online public education. Or visit us at www.onlinepublicschools.org. Paid for by the nonprofit supporters of online public education.
The preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Don't know what to do next? You'll want to work with a company that has helped secure more than 10,000 patents. For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-888-748-IDEA. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company that has helped secure more than 10,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-748-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-748-IDEA. That's 1-888-748-4332.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
54 minutes past the hour, partly cloudy, high today 63. Jay Marvin, AM 760 Progressive Talk, John M., John Turk. We started this whole thing out about talking about Ann Coulter that she referred to John Edwards using a... See, I don't want to play it on the air. That's the whole thing. Using a... well, basically, calling him a fag. And I bet John M. money that she'd show up again on the network. And that we, for some reason, just don't have the same outrage towards comments by people in public that and on the media that we used to have. Here's Steve in the Highlands Ranch. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
I think what it boils down to is nowadays there are so many comments that are made that people are just desensitized to it. You know, I mean, it seems like every week somebody is saying something about somebody else, and it's either touching on political correctness or, you know, I mean, what Coulter said, yeah, she crossed the line. But, you know, I mean, I was offended with the Dick Durbin speech a few years ago when he was talking about Guantanamo Bay.
I mean, okay, but the difference between those two situations is that he later came forward and apologized. We will never get an apology out of her. And trying to equate anybody who holds elected office or in the media with what Ann Coulter did doesn't work.
I don't know why you would feel that way. I mean, I would.
Well,
think...
why I would feel that way? Because I think what she did, and I think that anybody who engages in that kind of behavior, we shouldn't tolerate it. And if I got on the radio here and started using slang terms for white Christian males or Jews or Arabs or Latinos, or you can go down the whole list, or women,
well,
people wouldn't tolerate that. They'd be angry.
Well, no, I agree. Well, and that's exactly what's happening with Coulter. And you're right, I don't think she's going to apologize. But look, when it comes to the conservative side of the aisle, Coulter's clearly a bomb thrower. I mean, that's what she does. And, you know, she just happens to be a bomb thrower from the right, and there's bomb throwers from the left.
Okay,
and,
name me somebody on the left who's made as incendiary a statement as calling a... somebody running for office a fag.
Well, that's part of the problem. I mean, I think
I want you to give me an answer, because see, what I think is you're conservative, and I understand that, and I respect it, and I respect diversity of opinion, but you're so welded to it, and you're so bonded to it, that you feel like you have to rise up here and make excuses and kind of alibi around for what she did and weasel, and you can't weasel. That's the problem. So I got 10 seconds. Name me somebody from the left.
Well, I like I said, Durbin's comments bothered me.
Durbin never called anybody a fag. Name somebody who's used that kind of terminology.
No, he called them Nazis.
You know what? I'm running out of time, so you can call me back when you think of it. Thanks. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about a new twist in the presidential race and if it's really necessary.
Jay Martin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Don't know what to do next? You'll want to work with a company that has helped secure more than 10,000 patents. For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-888-748-IDEA. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company that has helped secure more than 10,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-748-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-748-IDEA. That's 1-888-748-4332.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Dave Barrett. If you invest in stocks,
nobody makes money when they panic.
Advice from analyst Art Hogan at Jefferies & Company in Boston. Wall Street futures are down. S&P futures a half hour ahead of the bell. Down 6. Dow down 35. NASDAQ minus 12. This all started last week in China. Again, Art Hogan.
It's a fear of a sort of a synchronized global economic slowdown started by central banks across the globe really fighting off inflation and raising interest rates.
European markets were off today from roughly 1.5% to 2%. Walter Reed Army Medical Center was supposed to be the place to go for top care for members of the military, but doesn't seem to be that now.
It's not just about a new cone of paint and getting rid of some roaches. This is about examining fundamentally how we take care of our wounded heroes coming home.
Paul Rykoff runs the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. The general who ran Walter Reed has been relieved. The Army Secretary is out. Now those on Capitol Hill get a look at the problems.
The first of two hearings today will be at Walter Reed. Members of Congress examining reports of deplorable conditions in outpatient housing and long bureaucratic delays in follow-up treatment for the wounded. Joe Davis is with the Veterans of Foreign Wars.
It should be outrage. Just pure and total outrage.
And there is, says Democrat Rahm Emanuel.
In returning home from war, they deserve better than the moldy walls, the dilapidated facilities, and the miles of red tape.
Questions will surely focus on reports of years of complaints that were ignored by the military brass. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Another page in the ongoing Iraq violence was written today when a suicide car bomber went into a Baghdad book market. That blast killed 28 people, hurt another 50. American and Iraqi forces, roughly 1,200 strong, have been working the tough Sadr City neighborhood. No violence reported there today. When kids hurt, parents do too. But what do you give your child? Live for some answers from CBS's Lou Miliano.
It's a dilemma virtually every parent has faced and emergency room doctors have wrestled with. Which medicine best relieves a child's pain from broken bones, bruises, and sprains? Studying the three most common painkillers, ibuprofen, acetaminophen, and codeine, researchers found ibuprofen, available generically in as Advil and Motrin, appeared to work the best. And for the skeptics, the study wasn't funded by a drug company, but a research institute at a Canadian children's hospital. Dave?
Some displaced by Hurricane Katrina have been living in FEMA trailer parks in Hammond, Louisiana. Reporter Maria Guerrero is with WAFB-TV.
Residents at the Hammond FEMA trailer park were given a 48-hour notice from FEMA to let them know that they were going to be relocated to other FEMA trailer parks due to health hazards where they live.
Sometimes there's no power, sewage is overflowed. 58 households were affected. 10 families were just out of luck until Catholic Charities came through and said temporary housing is available through their efforts. This is CBS News.
Don't risk an important presentation by letting just anyone print it. Trust Office Depot for guaranteed on-time, high-quality documents. Now, get a coupon for $5 off a $10 purchase of full-service black and white or color copies. Office Depot can print and copy almost anything and ship it almost anywhere. Let Office Depot lend you a hand.
Whoa, Office Depot!
See store for details.
My husband had a health concern a month ago.
Mr. Thompson, everything looks good.
Oh, thanks, doctor.
It turned out to be nothing, but it got us doing more for our health.
And stretch and bend.
Like morning exercise and taking silver.
Centrum Silver Multivitamin is age-adjusted. It helps protect your health as you age with key antioxidants that help support natural cell repair. Centrum Silver Multivitamin.
Things have sure changed around here.
Our health protection starts with silver.
Take along with a healthy diet and exercise.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
It's 7:04. Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi reiterating her position on Iraq to a room full of supporters in Denver Saturday night. First woman Speaker of the House was in town for a Democratic fundraiser at the Adams Mark Hotel. Pelosi condemned the Bush administration for the problems that surfaced last week at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, as well as the ongoing problems in Iraq.
And it is an issue that has cost us enormously, as you know, first and foremost in life of our precious treasure, our young people. Tens of thousands of injuries, many of them permanent and serious, cost in hundreds of billions of dollars, $1 trillion if the war ended today.
Pelosi's visit, one of several high-profile visits to Denver last week, a year and a half before Denver hosts the Democratic National Convention. Bush's brain, Karl Rove, visited Denver Friday. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee was down there sucking up to focus on the family in the Springs on Saturday. Free market may let people choose where to shop, but Aurora Democratic Representative Morgan Carroll says Colorado's workers' compensation system does not let workers choose who treats their injuries if they get hurt on the job. Carroll's introduced a bill allowing companies to designate two doctors and allow an injured worker to make the choice. And the House Health and Human Services Committee scheduled to take up a measure today dealing with tanning beds in Colorado. The bill would prohibit people under 18 from using tanning parlors without the consent of their parent or guardian. Doctors say skin cancer rates are up and exposure from a tanning bed can last a lifetime. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. First wreck of the morning, westbound Boulder Turnpike at McCaslin. Looks like a car hit the median there. Otherwise, no major freeway problems in the metro area. You're just dealing with all the normal slow pockets. In Aurora, northbound 25, I lift to 6th Avenue. Southbound 25 along your Adams County Drive and eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue approaching I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, high clouds, sunshine, breezy in the afternoon, high of 57. Currently, mostly cloudy, 32. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your 07 Focus or Ranger today for just $99.88 only at Freeway Ford at I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
So you're a consultant?
Yes, sir.
What's with the wall of sticky notes?
It's my small business accounting system. Unpaid invoices go on the purple ones.
And the green?
New customers.
So unpaid bills are the yellow ones.
How'd you know?
I took a shot. You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Yeah?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you write checks, send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't.
I'll switch. So, need a couple hundred sticky notes?
I'm going to pass on that. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at OfficeMax, Best Buy, or Amazon.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
7:07 after 7 o'clock. Partly cloudy. High today, 63. AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, John M. John Turk. Monday morning. You can instant message us at am760.net. And it's good to have you along.
You know, it's funny, the Iggy Pop song here. I was watching TV at the golf tournament yesterday. And they played this song during an ad for Cadillac.
Yeah, that's what it's used for. It's the Cadillac thing. That's where I first heard it.
Oh, really?
Yep. Great song, though.
Yeah.
Good move on the part of Cadillac to pick that.
Kind of strange that Cadillac would pick Iggy Pop.
Why?
Don't you think?
No. Why?
I don't know. Iggy Pop just seems a little more younger.
No, man.
I mean, do you think people that can afford a Cadillac are necessarily Iggy Pop listeners?
Yeah. How old is Iggy Pop? He's like in his 60s, isn't he?
He's almost 60, yeah.
All right.
60 this year.
So what years was Iggy Pop and the Stooges famous? In the 70s and 80s?
70s and 80s.
All right. So if you were born in 1973, well, no.
Say 63.
All right, let me put it this way. If you were 16 in 1975, how old would you be now?
Yeah, you'd be 45, 46.
Okay, I think most 45-year-old folks can afford to buy probably a Cadillac at today's prices and work out the payment plan and all that stuff.
Remember that old that Don Henley song, Boys of Summer, saw a Deadhead sticker on a Cadillac?
Yeah. I mean, you'd be in the demo because that's who they want.
All right.
I mean, what do you think they would play, like Doris Day?
Yeah, like Kenny G or something like that. I don't know.
Doris Day.
Shrimp Boats by Doris Day. I'll sell a lot of cars.
Harry Belafonte, Day-o, Day-o, Day-o.
Maybe if you're like 85 years old. All right. Because that's what advertisers want to do. I mean, that's what they want to do. They want to appeal to the money demo, which are the folks between 25 and 54 or 35 and 64. So I would say people could afford that. I mean, I'm not saying you could go to your local Cadillac dealership and buy the most expensive Cadillac they have, and they've got some that are really expensive, but I don't even know. How much does an average Cadillac go for?
I don't know. 40, 45? 39,
40? No, you know, all right, Turk will look it up. Okay, 50 at the tops, maybe?
Yeah, fully.
Fully loaded?
Fully loaded.
I think there's a segment of people who are 45 years old that could pop 50 on a payment plan.
Yeah, you know.
For a car?
Sales of luxury cars are going up, with the exception of Lincoln. Lincoln Town Car has really taken a dive in the last few years.
Why? Too big?
Don't know.
Suck too much gas? Those things are pretty small, aren't they? Now? Haven't they shrunk those things down?
Yeah. I saw a chart in the paper the other day about, you know.
Well, Ford's having trouble all the way around.
Yeah.
And you know, the tragic thing about all the automakers is, and not to get off on this subject, but I guess we are getting off on it, is that, and I think that this goes into other areas, too, of American life, is that when Chrysler got into trouble and got government backed financed loans, which they paid off early.
Yes, they did.
Okay. But they never, the managers, the people who were involved in it, never bothered to address the company's long-term financial problems. The automobile business, and what year was that that Chrysler got into trouble? I can't remember. Is that 73, 74, 75?
I thought it was a little later. I thought it was like late 70s.
Might have been late 70s. Anyway, manufacturing cars was considered to be an integral part of America and an integral part of the manufacturing component of America. Now, because life has changed so much, it's not considered to be that way anymore. So nobody has any feelings of like, well, we got to rush in and keep Chrysler from going down. We have to rush in and keep GM from sinking. We got to rush in and keep Ford from going down. Which is not going to happen to GM and Ford, but they are losing, you know, market share at a rapid rate. And they've got some fabulous cars, but the thing is, we don't consider that to be part of the manufacturing base of the country. There's also other things that we used to make here that we don't consider to be part of the manufacturing base. And I once got on the air here, not at this radio station, but at another one, and asked people, okay, call me and tell me, what do you have in your house that was made in America? And I'm not talking about, well, the parts were assembled here. I'm talking about, what do you have in your house that's 100% American? Think about that for a second. And why doesn't that scare people on a daily basis? Think about where your television was made.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Remember, it used to be GE, Zenith.
Yeah, Zenith used to be right off the
Philco.
Right off, not the Eisenhower in Chicago. I can't remember, though, but it used to be off one of the tollways, one of the interstates.
But, yeah, I mean, nothing is made.
No, look at everything
anymore
that's in your house. What is in your house that's made in America? What is there? Is your toaster made in America? Stove? Refrigerator? Maybe. But what? What do you have in your house that's made in America?
Yeah, good question.
Now, it used to be 40, 50 years ago, all that stuff was made here.
Yeah.
And we used to be proud of that, too. Made in the USA.
Yeah, that was a sign of quality. You know, if it was made in Japan, that you knew it was going to break apart.
Think that had no quality. Plus, yeah, on top of that, listen to this. There was an article in the paper last week. I was going to talk about this. I never brought it up. But it's true. You know who's looking at buying Chrysler? The Chinese.
Yeah. Well, a number of years ago in San Francisco, I saw the president of Sony. I can't remember his name, but his last name was Senda. And he was speaking. And he didn't speak very good English. But he was talking about the first time he ever came to America. It was back in the early 50s. And he was sitting in the famous tropical tiki bar at the Fairmont Hotel. And he says, I asked bartender, what you have here made in Japan? And he showed me a little drink umbrella. And I vow right then that Japan be known for more than little drink umbrellas.
Well, they are now. Now the Chinese are coming in here. And that doesn't seem to scare anybody, I don't think. Or is it one of those things that's happening to us and we just don't really want to confront it? By the way, what are those Cadillac prices?
Well, Jay, they range anywhere from, like, the CTS, which is the just little four-door sedan, $30,570.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, I was amazed, you know, but then, you know, you can get all the way up to the XLR Roadster, $79,000, and the XLR Roadster V, $98,000.
Boy.
Well, could you imagine going to a Cadillac dealership and saying, hey, you know, I want one of those $98,000 cars, and by the way, I'll stroke a check for it. But why do you think it is that the majority of the public is not only not concerned that most of what's around their house is not made in America, but not only that, but, well, you don't have any choice, do you? Because if you go to the store and you're going to buy something, the majority of the stuff that's for sale that you can afford, the majority of it's not made here. Right?
Yeah.
So it's our shrinking manufacturing base. And then the other thing is...
Harleys. Harley-Davidson. Those are still made in America.
Well, all right. They're made in Milwaukee, you're right, and then some other plants are assembled. But the thing is, most people don't ride those. I'm talking about everyday items.
Yeah. My bed is American, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, Furniture Warehouse.
Yeah, I think mine's American, too. But that's one of the few things I can think of. That is, because as we're sitting here talking about it, I'm surveying what's in my house. Isn't, I think most of it's been made some other place.
Isn't most furniture still made like in North Carolina?
Yeah, most furniture. Well, some of it is. Some of it's also made in Mississippi and maybe in Alabama and places like that. But that's also beginning to leave the country as well.
You know, it's interesting. 30, 40 years ago, America would import raw materials and export finished manufactured
right.
goods. Now it's the other way around. We're the world's biggest exporter of raw materials, like a third world nation.
You started a company and you made televisions or toasters or... I don't think of some consumer item that you could use every single day. If you said, okay, number one, this is going to be solidly made in America, and number two, it's going to cost a little bit more because I want to pay workers more, do you think people would go for it? Do you think people would buy it? Or do you think you'd go broke?
These days, I think you might be onto something with that.
See, you want to know something? This is my feeling about the dark side of the American public. When it comes to their pocketbooks, I bet you would go broke. Anybody want to weigh in on this? 303-713-7600. Four lines open. I was going to talk about something in the presidential race, but we can get into this if you want to do it. But I bet you would go broke. I bet you people would not step forward and would not pay more money. And we'll see if anybody calls and wants to get in on this. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7, whatever you're driving, you need to know what the traffic is. Here's Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Still in.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all makes and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Patents. For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-888-748-IDEA. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company that has helped secure more than 10,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-748-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-748-IDEA. That's 1-888-748-4332.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable? Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet? You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America. This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe. In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could be completely wiped clean. It's a proven program, and the best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work. You don't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you. So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation. Their friendly counselors will give you all the details. Call 800-768-6113. That's 800-768-6113. You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
CU Hoops on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
It's time for postseason basketball. Hi, this is Mike Rice inviting you to join Carol Callen and me Tuesday morning at 10:30 as the Colorado women's team opens the Big 12 tournament against the Texas Tech Red Raiders. We'll have all the action starting Tuesday morning at 10:30 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The proud home of University of Colorado basketball. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Two minutes after 7. Partly cloudy. High today, 63. AM 760, Progressive Talk. And we're talking about what you have around your house or what you have that's made in America and what isn't. And I've got we've got one American car, one foreign car, and our bed was made in America. But I'm trying to think about what else in our house, because I've never looked at the appliances real close. What else is made here? What else is made somewhere else? But then I'll bet you that most of what we have, I'll bet you the components were probably made somewhere else too. Here's Clayton it doesn't say where he is. Clayton, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, you were talking about producing a product here, and would the company be viable?
Yeah.
If you paid a decent wage, why would we do that when we have cheap Mexican labor?
Well, the reason we would do that is because twofold. One, there might be somebody, some business people out there who would, and there are some people in the business community that are like this, who would think about more than just the bottom line so that they would want to pay their employees a good wage. And there are some people in the business community who would want to be able to come forward and brag that they make that it's been made in America. And as a matter of fact, I can't remember which one of the networks, or it might have been MSNBC or it might have been CNN, had a feature on here not too long ago about a company in Minnesota, and I can't remember what they make, in which everything there was made in this country, and that they proudly brag about that, and that the guy pays better than average wages. So
I thought you were a big proponent of the cheaper labor.
Oh, really? What have I said that indicates that?
Well, it seems like most of our discussions about illegal immigration, and you side with the immigrants, and you, it just seems like you throw the problem on the owners of businesses rather than the illegal aliens. So, what would be wrong with that? Just join the crowd, right?
Well, I tell you, first of all, let's talk a little bit here about simple economics and supply and demand. Now, if there's no demand, there's not going to be any supply. Would you agree with that?
Now, what is that? If there's no demand?
If there's no demand, there's not going to be any supply.
Sure.
Like, in other words, if people don't want things, then those things that are being manufactured are going to cease to exist. So, here's the thing. If there are no jobs, then no one is going to come apply for jobs that don't exist. Would you agree with that?
Say that again?
Oh, come on. Come on. It's not that complicated. Listen very carefully. If there are no jobs available, no one is going to go and apply for jobs where there are none. Would you agree, yes or no?
Well, I don't think they can apply for a job that doesn't exist.
No, just answer the question. Do you agree, yes or no?
You don't make any sense.
Let me try again. If there is no employment, if there are no jobs,
then you can't apply for one.
That's right. So if you cut down on the demand, if you cut down on the supply and the demand for undocumented workers, you won't have a problem. And the problem is that there are many businesses in this country that hire people who are illegal. And they damn well know they're illegal, and they do it anyway, hoping to get away with it. And then what people like yourself and others do is you focus your anger off on the illegals who are coming here. This would be the same example of you leaving here, wherever the hell you're calling me from, and going to Ohio because you could get a job at three times what you make here. Would you go to Ohio or would you stay here?
That would depend.
No, it doesn't. No, you know what? I'm sick of these games. It doesn't depend. If I came to you and said I'll pay you three to four times more than you're making here if you move to Ohio, would you move to Ohio or stay here?
Jay, that would depend. It depends if I want to leave my family that live close here.
What do you think the average person would do?
Probably the majority of people would take the job.
Okay, so if you're sitting in Mexico and you don't make any money, or you're sitting in El Salvador and you don't have any money, and you know that there's a job here that pays money, and it pays more than you currently have, are you going to stay home, or are you going to migrate to try to get the job?
Well, sure, that makes sense. Well, what's your point?
What's my point? I think my point is on the top of your head. My point is, if the jobs are not existent, and if we crack down on businesses that hire illegal immigrants, they won't come, just like now we're having to use prisoners. We're talking about using prisoners in the agricultural field because we're cracking down. That's my point. Figure it out. Thank you for the call. Jeez. You know, wake up early and understand this. You're not going to call here and trap me. It's not going to happen. And it's a simple 2 + 2 = 4, Clayton. And if you can't figure that out, man, then that's your problem. Let's go to Judy in Boulder. Judy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello. I just wanted to say that most of my life I've been on minimum wage or just slightly above. And as long as you plan ahead, you can save the money and buy the American-made products.
Okay. Give us some good examples of that.
Well, I bought a Verlo bed because it was made in Boulder. I live in Boulder. It cost me $600. I probably could have gotten something a lot cheaper at Target. But I'm willing to pay the extra because it's American-made. In fact, it's made in Boulder. And if I have any problems, I can go right back to them. Say, hey, Mr. Manager, help me out. Well, I can't do that if I have to call China.
Good point.
And then I got some bike bags. When I was really low on money, I couldn't have a car or anything. I got some bike bags from a manufacturer in Boulder. I paid $150 for some saddlebags for my bicycle. I could have bought those for $25 at Target.
Okay, do you have a TV?
It would have lasted me probably 2 months.
Right. Do you have a TV in your home?
Yes, I do.
Where was it made?
It's a Zenith. It was made in Mexico.
Okay, how about the radio? How about the radio you listen to us on?
Oh, I do that on my car, and it's the first foreign car I've ever had. I've always bought an American car because that's the biggest thing I'd ever buy was a car. But this time I bought a Civic because I wanted a hybrid, and I couldn't afford any American hybrid, which there really isn't really one anyway. So.
Okay,
this
so
is the
that,
first
so,
time in
so,
my life I have bought a foreign car.
Well, that's all right. I own a foreign car, but so the radio you use
is in a car.
Yeah, it's probably foreign, right?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, the whole car came from Japan.
Okay. Well,
I don't have a radio in my house.
Well, do you call us on the cell phone?
Yes. And
where do you think that was made?
Oh, that was probably made in India or Korea or something.
Mexico.
I know that the computers, I have to go to Circuit City to buy or Best Buy to buy a computer that I can actually talk to an American.
Well,
you know, if I try to call a Dell, I get somebody in India or somewhere. But I can't even understand what they're telling me.
I thought they were training these people to speak colloquial English.
Well, they do, but we kept asking for a supervisor and a supervisor that spoke English until we finally got to one. And then they finally were willing to come out to my house and fix it at my house because I could not understand them. It was very, very frustrating.
Well,
I tried really hard.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Just saying it back and forth three or four times.
Yeah, I'm not being, in asking these questions, I'm not being accusatory. I'm just saying that.
No, I'm just saying
I'd be willing to do it too.
I was willing as even when I was making very little money to buy a product that I could talk directly to the owner or talk to their son or, you know, I get my shoes fixed at Perry's Shoe Store instead of buying another new pair at Walmart or something. I buy a good pair from maybe Canada and then go get them resold for $50.
Okay, but do you think that you're in the majority or in the minority? I would bet you're in the minority.
Family, in my family, I'm in the minority because I bought a foreign car. But for the majority of the society, they would rather go for less money, even if they have to buy the same product year after year after year.
Yeah, see, I would agree. Judy,
they
thanks.
Want to trash it. Mm-hmm, bye.
Appreciate it. See, I think she's in the minority. Yeah. I'd pay more for American.
Yeah,
would you?
Yeah, if you could find it. I guess I'm kind of lazy. I really... Well, I don't buy...
Well, how many people have the time, though, to go into a store and check all the labels?
Yeah. And, you know, clothing, boom, 99% of that stuff is...
Well, it's another thing, the textile industry.
Yeah.
Where are your golf clubs made, Em?
Mine are Ping 2s. I think they were made in America, aren't they? Ping?
Yeah, my clubs are made in America.
Yeah.
But most of them are made outside, I imagine.
I don't even have any golf clubs, so I wouldn't know.
If you were to buy some golf clubs, would you buy American, Jay?
Yes. Yes, I would. And you know, a lot of those goods that come into this country from China are also made by slave labor.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing with the Mariana Islands.
Oh, geez.
Where they stick Made in the USA on there.
Yeah, Jack Abramoff's.
Right, so we get screwed there. 303-713-7600. Any more people on the right want to call up and debate me about the immigration situation and labor, it's okay with me. I thought that most people understood the idea of supply and demand, that if there were no jobs, there'd be nobody coming, or if employers were scared that they were going to get busted, they wouldn't hire illegal, undocumented workers. But the amount of hate and hostility towards the individual undocumented workers in this country is absolutely freaking unbelievable. And I got to tell you something, I'm sick and tired of it.
Yeah, remember we had that guy that called last week or the week before, and he was blaming the illegals.
Oh, yeah, you just missed one.
And we finally got him to admit that it was actually the companies that were hiring the illegals.
Damn Mexicans, what are they doing coming here? God, I hate
people. They're coming here looking for a job so they can put food on their families' tables.
I hate people like that. I hate people that are that way. I just hate it. I just detest it from the bottom of my soul. And I don't care if it's unpopular or not. my feelings.
They don't think it out.
And I'm not for open borders.
No, no.
It's just fix it. Fix the damn problem and be rational about it. All right, 7:34, 34 minutes after the hour. Here's Gina. She's made in America. Aren't you?
Yes, absolutely.
So you ever thought about that? How much in your house is made in America?
You know, I haven't, but we've always bought American-made vehicles. For sure.
Yeah, I like American-made vehicles. And if you go, if you go look at the new cars that the automakers are putting out, the 07s and the ones that are going to be coming out in 08 and 09, they're great vehicles. They really are.
Cool.
So hopefully we'll see a resurgence. All right, what's traffic like no matter what you're in?
Jay, not a lot going on in the way of delays. It's really good for a Monday, just clearing that wreck out of the westbound lane to the Boulder Turnpike at McCaslin. Nothing really out of the ordinary on southbound 25, just have those sluggish conditions, 120th. All the way to 6th Ave, northbound side's a little sluggish too downtown, eastbound 70 at peak volume out of Wheat Ridge, Wadsworth toward the I-25 merge. Weather today, high clouds and sunshine, breezy in the afternoon, high of 57, currently mostly cloudy, 32 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you haven't been to Arapahoe Basin lately, now's the time to go. With a 62-inch basin over 30 inches of snow in the past 2 weeks, skiing and riding has never been better. Check out the High Adventure Series clinics, too. For information, call 1-888-ARAPAHOE or visit ArapahoeBasin.com.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Your car looks amazing, man. How do you find the time?
Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast, quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations, Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Good morning, 7:38, 30 minutes past the hour. Partly cloudy today, high 63, AM 760 Progressive Talk. You can instant message us at AM760.net. Jay Marvin, John Turk, John M. We're all hanging out here. We're talking about what's made in America, what isn't made in America. Let me go to Lynn in Superior. Lynn, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Listen to you
every day. Never miss you.
Oh,
love the music, everything. And I could call you every day, but you guys would just get sick of me. But this
topic, you can call anytime you want.
This topic is very touchy for me. I sell furniture. I work for Stickley. And we've been around for our this company. We're Mission Style is primarily what they're known for. Gustav Stickley, turn of last century. And our structure, our construction and styling and whatnot is indestructible. And people will walk in and look at a dining group maybe. And I know that this is a group that they're... grandchildren will fight over someday that if they put it in their kitchen, their kids can beat the daylights out of it and it's still going to wear. And they won't spend the money. They'll head right down the street to American and they'll buy something made in China that probably will last a year, a couple years, or they won't buy something well-constructed because our kids will just beat it up or whatever the excuse is, but it's usually the money. We have people who walk in and turn right back around out the door and go, I'm sure, right up the
street. Because of the price?
It's the price, and because we make it in the United States. We still build our furniture in New York, and I could maybe count on one hand how many vendors construct in the United States.
Yeah, there aren't many. I know that for sure.
Nope, hardly at all. And
I believe our furniture, I believe, was made in the United States as well.
Well, if you have old furniture, probably, but I would say even in our industry magazine is Furniture Today, and that's all they tout is imports from China, Vietnam, Indonesia, because it's less expensive for us to send our maple or oak or whatever to China, let them cut it, and carve it and put it together and ship it back than it is for us to build it here.
Well, I find that interesting because, and this is another example, I think, where people talk a really good game, but then when it comes to their pocketbook and what they do privately, it's a whole different matter.
Yeah, and even when I grew up in Detroit, and even when in the 70s and whatnot, when all the foreign automakers were really starting to come over, and I always thought, okay, if you buy American and whatnot, but it appeared to me that Honda and all these other manufacturers were opening plants in the United States for people to work.
Well, they still are.
So, yeah, and so how can you begrudge that? But parts and everything that gets shipped overseas, it's less expensive. And some of the best-known furniture vendors across the board are all imports.
Well, you can't – when it comes to the automobile industry, I don't think you can begrudge people because – I think you got a couple of different things functioning here. Number one, Detroit did build bad cars.
Yep.
They're not building bad cars now, but they did. And people got burned. Then the other part of it is, you talk about any import you want to from any place you want to talk about, basically, and you've got Americans involved. I mean, you've got Americans working at the dealerships. You've got Americans working in the repair part of it. You've got Americans working transporting the cars. You've got many of these car companies opening plants that are in this country. Mary was telling me that in Tupelo, Mississippi, they're getting a car plant, and I think it may be Toyota. So how can you can't fault that because we're intertwined now. We're stuck. And really, when you start thinking about it, if you start getting down to all these products, you've got Americans at some point who are hauling the stuff around, who are selling it. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to go to them and say, okay, we're not buying it. You're out of a job. That's part of it. Then the other part of it is, what you're bringing up, which is the money part.
Mm-hmm.
People want to save money.
Yep.
You know what it is? The public, everybody, and this is all of us. So I'm not saying it's everybody but me. I'm saying all of us fit in this category.
Mm-hmm.
We all basically want something for nothing.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get it.
Yeah. Even where we get...
Well, I was going to say, you get what you pay for.
Yeah, I tell people that every day. I will tell people sometimes they'll look around and you can see that they're looking at well-constructed items that will last for years and years and years. And one of the excuses is, oh, well, we'll get tired of it. Or, oh, our kids are just going to ruin it. And I'll tell them that's exactly why you want to buy the good stuff, that your kids can live and not be, you know, not put a piece of caution tape on your sofa, and your kids can enjoy it, and it'll still last. But beyond that, I will tell them, if you're shopping for price, I can't help you. If you're looking for something that is going to last and is made in the United States, then I can help you. I can find the best pricing I can give you and whatnot, and some people listen, but the majority of them, it's all about the money, and they don't care where it's made. They don't care if it's going to last 2 years, and then they're going to have to do the whole painful shopping process over, because for most people, it's not fun to shop for furniture.
It's not fun to shop. In my opinion, it's not fun to shop for anything. Lynn,
well,
thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay. Thanks, Jay.
Okay. Have
thanks
a good day.
Everything you do.
Oh, I love you, too. See you later.
Bye.
One line open at 303-713-7600. I even look at my watch. And my watch is not made in America. My watch was made in Britain. So that shows you right there. Right? Were people able to hear that? John just went over the corner.
I didn't realize.
Okay, good. So you got
we're so sensitive.
All right, so you got a cold. Good.
No, I don't have a cold.
Bring that in here and spread it around.
I don't have a cold.
7:46. It's 46 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Getting that traffic jam up in Aurora now. Southbound 225 from Parker toward Yosemite and the Tech Center. Northbound lanes from I-Lift towards 6th. I-25 through the DTC still running at good speeds, but southbound is the side that is packed either side of I-70. Clogged conditions as well. Eastbound 6th out of Lakewood, Sheridan toward the interstate, and a wreck being cleared westbound Boulder Turnpike at McCaslin. Weather today, looking for high clouds, sunshine, breezy by the afternoon, high of 57. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 28. Right now, mostly cloudy, 32. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing Sylvan In-Home Tutoring. Now you can give your child a private in-home tutor who's screened by Sylvan and perfectly matched to your child.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranties. And special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Coloradans support their public schools in countless ways, from bake sales to better state funding. We ensure that each of our children have access to the best that public education can offer. Now, some of Colorado's newest public schools need your help. More than 7,000 students rely on online public schools for their education. Many of these students are at-risk kids. Online public education is the only thing keeping them in school. As state legislators consider new laws that could impact this powerful education choice, we're asking them to embrace these core principles. Protect parents' right to choose online public schools. Employ highly qualified teachers. Maintain fair and equitable funding. Provide strong oversight and accountability. And use value-added tests to measure progress over time. Call your legislators and let them know you support online public education. Or visit us at www.onlinepublicschools.org. Paid for by the nonprofit supporters of online public education.
Reduced pressure points, plus each side of the bed adjusts independently, so each of you can have your own Sleep Number bed. And unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, 30-night in-home trial, and have been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. So join Select Comfort for their 20th birthday sale, and you'll get a gift. Visit Select Comfort store near you today and ask about the biggest savings of the year on all Sleep Number beds. You can save up to $275. See a Select Comfort store for complete details. And as an additional added birthday bonus, come in now to see how you can get a no interest, no payments for a full year on your choice of those great Sleep Number beds. There are Select Comfort stores located in 11 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, and the brand new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
Coloradans support their public schools in countless ways, from bake sales to better state funding. We ensure that each of our children have access to the best that public education can offer. Now, some of Colorado's newest public schools need your help. More than 7,000 students rely on online public schools for their education. Many of these students are at-risk kids. Online public education is the only thing keeping them in school. As state legislators consider new laws that could impact this powerful education choice, we're asking them to embrace these core principles. Protect parents' right to choose online public schools. Employ highly qualified teachers. Maintain fair and equitable funding, provide strong oversight and accountability, and use value-added tests to measure progress over time. Call your legislators and let them know you support online public education. Or visit us at www.onlinepublicschools.org. Paid for by the nonprofit supporters of online public education.
Picture the best building in town. That can be your business address. This is your office. You just use it differently, like offices and conference rooms hourly for meetings, or a full-time receptionist that connects calls to you anywhere for maybe a dollar an hour. We'll keep your business looking professional full-time, and you'll work less time. It's an intelligent way to have a professional office at a fraction of the cost. That's why it's called Intelligent Office. IntelligentOffice.com.
Someone knowing your name is no small thing. Dedicated fraud specialists there for you if your identity is stolen, that's reassuring. Not needing direct deposit with your free checking is truly free checking. Wachovia has just been rated number one in customer satisfaction for the sixth straight year. And it's not because of one big reason, but all the little ones. Are you with Wachovia?
Rating based on fourth quarter 2006 ACSI customer satisfaction results of the largest U.S. retail banks.
And now for the bonus round. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. What does a pear prevent?
Hard feelings.
Correct. If you multiply...
the square root of 19.
Correct. How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
I know. Over 1 billion.
Correct.
Yes.
Netflix. Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose movies online and get DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial. Plans now from only $4.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Let me work it out a little bit on my bass here before we get there.
Well, that's tasty. That's tasty little tune.
Oh, Ann Coulter on CNN's Paula Zahn tonight.
It's
bingo.
Not, it's no. Our deal was ABC, CBS, or NBC.
Bob, and I told you she'd show up somewhere,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
7:52, 52 minutes past the hour, partly cloudy, high of 63. But Paula Zahn has no shame because she's getting her blonde-haired clock cleaned by Keith Olbermann.
Where
on MSNBC.
Where was Paula Zahn?
CBS. She did the CBS morning show. Then she went to Fox.
She was one of the many that went through the revolving. One of the many blondes that went through the revolving door at the CBS morning show.
Yeah. Right.
So, can we have a little hug here?
Yeah, so she's going to be on tonight with Paula Zahn, which thankfully I'll be in bed and not checking out.
Do you remember that when Phyllis George was the host?
Oh, yeah.
And she had on this woman who had falsely accused a guy of rape, and the guy served like 15 years in prison, and he finally gets out, and they're both on with Paula Phyllis George, and she's going, "Can we have a little hug here?" And they looked like they wanted to kill each other. Then they looked at her like they wanted to kill her.
Oh, the media. Partly cloudy, high today 63, and we're talking about American manufacturing. Let me go to the phones, and we'll go to Al in Brighton. Al, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Not bad. Well, I to answer your question that you started it out with, the business would fail.
If people would not pay more to have all American products.
That's correct. I mean, I'm following the lady that said to you that they look at the price and they walk away. The business, today the business would fail. I have a lot of American-made stuff in my home, but that's because I've gone out and searched for it, and most of the time I buy used to find the stuff that's American.
Well, most people don't. Do you think that's a matter of money, or do you think it's a matter of the fact that most people just don't have the time to go through that?
Both, Jay. I think that's the way it is. They don't want, like the lady said, it's not going to fit in my lifestyle in a year, so they want to get rid of it.
Yeah, but who thinks about it? You know what? The comments you made there kind of got me, because are there really people out there who think about that? Like, well, it's not going to fit my lifestyle in a year? How the hell do you know what your lifestyle is going to be like in a year from now?
You ought to read Craigslist. I mean, I am shopping right now for some construction things for my home. There was an ad that brand new tile that they decided they had purchased, that they decided they had changed. I mean, and they were talking like several hundred square feet.
Wow. See, I can't imagine going through that.
Yeah, well, I everything in America today is based on vanity.
You think so?
I think so.
I have to think
about that. I mean, let's put this into political terms. Nobody's following the story, or very few people are following the story about the treatment in Walter Reed, at least at my work. By the same token, they know everything about Brittany and Anna Nicole.
Yeah, but that's a different situation, because we've talked about that before here, and I was talking about it in the first hour, too, a little bit. The fact that there's two things about us. One, we love, and we've talked about this on the air a million times, we love train wrecks, we love tragedy, and we love scandal. Then the other thing is we like redemption as well.
That's true. We
dig that. So if a celebrity gets into trouble and then comes out on the other side and can prove even the slightest shred of redemption, it doesn't make any difference what that person has done, we still will sit there and say, oh, well, that's great. But we like tragedy and scandal. The Walter Reed thing is terrible, and those people who are in the know about that, and they know that it's spread through the Bush administration, and they know that people have been fired, and they know that there are problems there, and they know that Congress was asleep for 6 years while this was going on, which was Republican-controlled. They know all of that stuff. I think they know that stuff's out there, but I'm not sure about the outrage level.
Okay, I got one other thing to bring to your attention, and I hate to switch it here, but on the Chrysler situation, I've written you an email, which you graciously replied to, about Chrysler. It's near and dear to my heart because I'm employed in the dealerships. I have to bring you up to speed here. Last week, the Daimler Chrysler board approved the distribution of Chery cars through the Chrysler group. As of this morning, the Blackstone Group is the main bidder on Chrysler.
Okay. Where are they based, by the way, Al?
I looked them up this morning, and they're an international company. Most of it is in New York here, but they're in Mumbai, and they're in London, and other places.
I'll tell you one thing. People should look at Chrysler Automobiles, because they're making some fantastic cars, and I don't say that because you're on the line with me. Al, thank you, man.
Have a great day.
All right, we'll see you later. And they do. They make great cars. All right. We will press forward here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And maybe I'll get to this Obama thing coming up next hour if I don't get sidetracked with something else like the price of Cadillacs. And Chrysler does make some good cars, too, by the way. All right, we'll continue here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760 has a new voice in the morning after Jay.
Tom Hartman here, talking back to talk radio. Bullying, humiliation, and the big lie are at the core of much of conservative talk radio today. Turn them off and instead tune into the Tom Hartman program.
Mornings at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your small business can now have a big range of health insurance plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance, even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your health care network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 8,000 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado network data as of 1/1/07.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill. A House investigating committee is at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center, beginning a hearing right now on the growing scandal involving the outpatient treatment of wounded soldiers returning from Iraq. Reports of bug-infested barracks, long waits for care, and paperwork nightmares have already resulted in some top officials losing their jobs, including the Secretary of the Army. There's real anger in Congress over this. Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill.
These men and women who have been wounded deserve the best we can give them, not the bottom rung of the ladder.
Witnesses expected at the hearing include the last two commanders of Walter Reed and some of the patients there. I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill. Now with more CBS News, here's Dave Barrett.
Back to work. The Dow is up about 5 points in early Wall Street trading after European markets dropped in some cases 2%. And the same thing happened in Asia. Standard & Poor's chief economist David Weiss spells it out.
It's been a long time since we've had a market correction. People have a lot of profits in the market that they want to take out and cash in. It's been 4 years since we've had one. We're overdue.
Funeral scheduled today following last week's terrible tornadoes.
This is Jim Crissold in Enterprise, Alabama. The pain and hurt are still very raw as this tornado-ravaged community begins burying its storm dead. Eight of them high school students.
Oh, I've lived here my whole life, and this is the worst thing that's ever happened in Enterprise. We had hurricanes, nothing where there's children that are just devastated.
While Kim Lewis rejoices her three kids are okay, her heart aches for the parents and friends who are burying their children. Jim Crissula, CBS News, Enterprise, Alabama.
Body parts found in a park, a woman's torso discovered in the garage of Stephen Grant, who lived about 30 miles north of Detroit. Now Grant, who was captured over the weekend, has talked to cops. Mark Hackles, the sheriff of Michigan's Macomb County.
He gave a very lengthy confession laying out exactly what it took place, and yes, he did confess to this particular crime.
Tara Lynn Grant was a mother of two children. Her sister says...
They're going to have to deal with this for the rest of their life, that for some reason their dad did this to their mom, and that they will never see their mom again.
Keep your kids moving. Keep them trim. University of Michigan experts say chubby girls at age 3 could begin to show signs of puberty by the time they are 9. Expert Joyce Lee says that might lead to some real problems.
Increased rates of behavioral problems, psychosocial difficulties, earlier initiation of alcohol use and sexual intercourse, and increased rates of adult obesity and breast cancer.
All grown up, and now they are up for country music honors. The early show's Hannah Storm with the CMA Entertainer of the Year nominees.
Brooks and Dunn, Tim McGraw, Rascal Flatts, George Strait. What's his final name? Oh, yeah, Kenny Chesney.
We'll know the winners come mid-May. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it. Oh, no, are you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. A busy weekend in Colorado politics. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was in town for a big Democratic dinner Saturday night. Pelosi says the scandal over conditions at Walter Reed Army Medical Center is part of a pattern of neglect by the Bush administration. California Democratic leader was in Denver to help the party take the Senate seat Republican Wayne Allard is giving up. By the way, Pat Walk will continue to lead the Colorado Democratic Party. The party's state central committee on Saturday also reelected the first vice chair, second vice chair, secretary, and treasurer to two-year terms. Meanwhile, down in Colorado Springs, a Republican presidential hopeful taking his party to task, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee ripping the GOP while genuflecting at Focus on the Family headquarters.
The sad thing is a lot of good people lost as well as some folks that needed to go. There are a lot of good people in the Republican Party who lost their races, who should have won.
Huckabee says the Republicans lost the midterm elections by abandoning their principles. And the megachurch founded by evangelist Ted Haggard has seen its attendance and income fall severely since Haggard was dismissed back in November after revelations about his involvement with drugs and a gay hooker. Now the church is laying off 44 people, or about 12% of its workforce. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Still a fairly nice ride around the metro area. Both I-70 and I-25 are full up, but we're running clear of wrecks or major snags. Still have a lot of company on the north end of town. I-76 westbound at 74th, eastbound 270, Commerce City, and southbound 25. Those delays kicking in now as far back as 120th. Boulder Turnpike still loaded up with slowdowns from Sheridan toward I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, high clouds and some sunshine. Breezy in the afternoon, a high of 57. Right now, under mostly cloudy skies, it's 32 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Where can you find the most complete local information? At your doorstep. Look for your Dex Denver Metro and Dex Plus directories coming soon to your front door. And find the most complete local information from A to Z. Dex knows.
So you're a consultant?
Yes, sir.
What's with the wall of sticky notes?
It's my small business accounting system. Unpaid invoices go on the purple ones.
And the green?
New customers.
So unpaid bills are the yellow ones.
How'd you know?
I took a shot. You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Yeah?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you write checks, send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't.
I'll switch. So, need a couple hundred sticky notes?
I'm going to pass on that. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at OfficeMax, Best Buy, or Amazon.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
It's after 8 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, broadcasting to a select high-caliber audience.
With an IQ over 90.
Partly cloudy, high today 63. You think a guy was Stone John when he called up? Some guy calls up and says,
what does genuflecting mean? What did John M. mean by genuflecting? Can you tell us what genuflecting means?
Hey, pal, get a dictionary.
Never explain, never complain.
Okay. You think Barack Obama's bulletproof?
No.
Other than Hillary Clinton advancing the idea that her nomination is inevitable.
Yeah, it's preordained.
Yeah, well, that's what she wants us to believe. I don't believe that.
No, me, I don't either.
Okay, but the thing is, what can you find on Barack Obama? Okay, here's the best they can come up with.
He's a smoker.
Well, we've covered that one. Now we got a new one. This appeared in the Baltimore Sun on Friday. Okay, this is how desperate and how bad off the media is to find something on somebody. Now, before you rush to the phone, or in the case of this show, never go to the phone.
Shick-a-boom.
Ta-da! I'm not on here trying to push Obama, but I want to get into this because to me this is like the latest of the latest of the totally wasted latest. But maybe there's somebody out there who does care about this, and maybe there's somebody out there who does think that this is like a big deal. But I don't think it's a big deal. But I bring it up because it was brought up over the weekend, and it's totally and completely ridiculous. The Baltimore Sun has had an article out on Friday, a new twist to an intriguing family history. This is about Barack Obama and the fact that a genealogist has found that Barack Obama's family, on his mother's side, owned slaves. They also found that John McCain's family, that his descendants were slave owners.
Were they Al Sharpton's relatives?
No. And John Edwards was also descendants of a family of slave owners. And when I saw this, I thought to myself, do we really care? Do we really, really care? Do we care about the fact that St. McCain's family, that his descendants were slave owners? Do we care about the fact that Barack Obama's family on his mother's side were slave owners?
Most Americans.
Do we care that John Edwards? I mean, do we really give a damn? How far back do we have to go?
Yeah, I mean, you go back to most American, anybody that was here, you know, from the early 19th century, for the most part, they probably were slave owners.
Think so?
Yeah. Those who were of substantial means, but the middle class had slaves back in the late 18th century, early 19th century.
All right, I think Obama's comment about this was, I think this is what he said, I'm paraphrasing him, that this is part of the tragic and tangled history of America.
That was what Al Sharpton said on Jon Stewart last week.
Okay, but do we really need to know this stuff?
No.
Why would anybody care?
Bearing.
Does it have any bearing on what goes on now?
No.
How far back do we go before we go, like, okay, that's enough? We don't care. How far back? Your parents? Your grandparents? Your grandparents' parents? How far do you go back before you drop it and go, okay? Like, in other words, here's an example. If you were born in Germany and you were...
I was just thinking that.
Okay, if you were 5 or 3 or 4 in 1945, 44? And you're alive today. Do you bear responsibility for what the Nazis did?
Yeah, say you were born in 1940. That would make somebody 67 today.
All right, so would you care? In other words, would you be held responsible? In other words, would people say, oh, you're German? Well, we know what you did during World War II. And you say to them, "Well, I'm sorry. I don't have any knowledge of that. I was a year old. I was 5 years old. I was 10 years old. I don't know what went on."
Yeah, I have a friend that's about 40, and she's German. I mean, she was raised in America, but she was born in Germany, and she's been saying having to deal with that, you know, since she was like 20. That, oh. You're born in Germany. Was your father a Nazi? And she said, no, my father wasn't a Nazi.
What if her father was?
But what? You know, she said, what does that have to do with me?
But wait a minute, what if
I'm an American.
Yeah, but what if her father was? Is that a reflection off on her?
No.
See, the only thing about this Baltimore Sun article that would be a positive would be you could say, okay, look how far America's come.
Yeah.
But to me, it brings up the idea about your family. Like, how far back do you go? At what, you know, at what point do you assign responsibility? And who really cares?
Yeah.
And how long do you hold people responsible for things?
Unto the, what did it say in the Bible? Something about that? Unto the ninth, seventh generation or something?
Well, okay, but I'm saying realistically.
Yeah, yeah.
So at what point do you cut it off?
You cut it off at your generation. I mean...
So if your father was...
A cattle rustler?
All right, if your father was a... You know, was a Nazi, was a fascisti in Italy? You come here? Do we hold you? Do we? Or your father does anything bad, or your mother, or both? Let's appease the right wing too in this comment. If your father or your mother was a communist, do you then punish the kids? In other words, are you responsible if that's what your mother and father were? Are Ethel and Julius Rosenberg's kids responsible for what the Rosenbergs did,
no.
Allegedly?
No.
May Alger Hiss be
burning
in hell.
They weren't even around. And if they were around, they were little kids.
Okay, so you don't hold them responsible.
They had no bearing on their parents' actions.
Okay, but don't you find this interesting? That when they were adopted, after their parents were executed, they changed their names.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until years later that they came forward and then admitted who they were. And then, of course, wrote books about it and all that kind of stuff.
Well, there was so much hysteria toward the Rosenbergs.
Well, yeah. And I know, I realize for a lot of you, we're looking at history that maybe you don't have it looked into, but I'm always fascinated with the Rosenberg case.
Yeah.
All right. Lee Harvey Oswald. See, I'm moving up more. I'm moving up more and more. Lee Harvey Oswald. I don't know if he had any kids or not with Marina. But if he did, are they, like you're Lee Harvey Oswald's son? Or do you say like, hey, that was your dad, it wasn't you?
Yeah.
So we let him off the hook, just like you would say about Barack Obama, you would say, well, yeah, okay, but so what?
Yeah, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? I just think the mainstream media, they have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, so they dig this stuff up because they have nothing, they have no other place to go, right?
Yeah. It was like yesterday when Obama and Hillary were in Selma. It was like...
The slug out in Selma.
It's kind of a non-story. what interested me was Hillary saying that she was a direct beneficiary of what happened in Selma 42 years ago.
Well, she would be as a woman.
She's not a black woman.
No, but from civil rights sprung, you could make the argument, from civil rights sprung, I'm not saying it's correct, but you could make the argument that from civil rights sprung feminism and...
Well, I think feminism...
And that America was better, that everybody in America benefited from civil rights.
I think feminism sprung from the birth control pill.
Well, that could be true, Margaret Sanger, but that everybody benefited from civil rights. I believe that.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're an angry white man on one of the other radio stations and you feel like, and you want to call up and tell, 80 million stories about how you didn't get a gig because you just know that the person they hired was a black person, or you just know that the person they hired was Hispanic, and that's why I didn't get the job. How about the fact you didn't get the job because you suck?
No, I just see it as being a little bit of a stretch there to be saying that the water cannon and dogs sicked upon the black protesters by Sheriff Bull Connor in Selma 42 years ago led to Gloria Steinem.
Okay, maybe that point on my part is wrong. So how about this? Why don't you try this? That we would be better off as Americans because of what happened, and we're better off as a country.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody benefited from that. 303-713-7600, three lines open. How far do you go back in pinning something on your family tree. Basically, I guess is what I'm asking you.
Some of my relatives are still up in the tree.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
AM 760 listeners know that where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net, click on the Blue List, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk AM 760.
Your credit card company is making a fortune off you. They're getting rich. You're getting screwed. We're Debt Set, and we're here to do something about it. If you have credit card debt, call now for free information that reveals how you can get debt-free. Discover the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know before you pay them another cent. For free information, call 1-800-900-2144. 1-800-900-2144. 1-800-900-2144.
Derek Figueroa, CFO for Denver-based Seattle Fish Company, on why he picked the CU Executive MBA program.
I did a lot of research on executive MBA programs, and CU was the one that came back with the best recommendation. CU's executive MBA allowed me to go back into my company and contribute in key ways that I couldn't have before. It's really paid off. Check it out for yourself.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's 623-1888.
Do your joints hurt? Do you wake up feeling stiff and achy? Does arthritis slow you down? In Iceland, we think everyone deserves to live without pain. That's why there's a free bottle of Iceland Health Joint Relief Formula waiting for you when you call now. That's right, one free bottle on reserve for anyone listening to this radio station. Just call 1-800-900-2217.
I had some joint pain in my knees, and I don't feel it anymore. It's wonderful.
The arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health Joint Relief is a pharmaceutical-grade pain reliever that diminishes inflammation and pain, improves flexibility, and helps build new cartilage. Unlike prescription drugs with harsh side effects, it has omega-3 fish oil, so it's good for your heart, too. We Icelanders live without pain. You should, too. Call now to find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-900-2217. 1-800-900-2217.
It's Tom Hartman.
On the next Tom Hartman program, conservative J.B. Williams and I will be debating the role corporations play in the immigration issue. William Rivers Pitt from TruthOut.org is here on his new book, House of Ill Repute, Reflections on War, Lies, and America's Ravaged Reputation. That and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program, your radio support group of, by, and for we the people.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah! 8:22 minutes after 8, partly clouded day, high 63. Okay, how far back do you go? You hold somebody's family or them responsible. This Baltimore Sun article about Barack Obama, that on his mother's side, her descendants and his descendants would... They were slaveholders, but so were John McCain and so were John Edwards. And does this any of this make any difference at all? Or does it demonstrate how far we've come as a country? 303-713-7600. And let's go to Van in Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, yeah.
Well, you know, I think it depends on who, you know, who the generations are in between who is the dastardly, you know, relative and the person you're talking about. So, you know, in Barack Obama's case, I think it pretty much, you know, dead issue after a generation. You know, you can ask, who are we going to blame for the neocons? You know, are we going to, you know, for instance, Jenna Bush? I don't think you can really blame Jenna Bush. She's got issues, but her issues really aren't political. But then Lynn Cheney, yeah, I think you could blame, you know, her, you know, because of her parents. You know what I'm saying?
Well, wait a minute. Why would you not blame, for instance, why would you not blame Jenna and Barbara Bush, but you would blame the Cheney's daughter? What would be the difference? Because Cheney's daughter kept quiet, even though she is a lesbian.
No, she's actually actively worked on it on Cheney's campaigns, and I think it's helped him politically. I mean, Jenna and I kind of apply the ignorance is bliss standard to those two. You know, I mean, they're just so not there intellectually. I'm not going to blame them. They might, you know, they might help themselves out though in the next 10 years. But then you look at like the whole Bush family. Can you blame the current Bush for the sins of Prescott Bush leading up to World War II and the fact that he was, you know, doing business with the Nazis? Yeah, I think that it's gone generation to generation all the way down to the current Bush. So I think you can blame George for Prescott because, you know, HW is in the middle, and I think they're all blameworthy just because they haven't repudiated what he did. They just kind of covered it up and continued the trend and the family tradition.
I think you can say that they benefited by what was done, but you can't blame them directly for doing it because each person is on their own once they reach an adulthood.
They've kept the family secret. There's at some point in every family where you've got to repudiate what happened or what generationally or in your family tree. It's kind of like, you know, you got a big old tree, you're proud of the tree in your yard, but occasionally you got to, you know, cut off a dead or a rotten branch. And I think that if you don't do that as a descendant of your forefathers, then I think you've got an issue.
I'm not so sure I agree with that.
Oh, I think that
because if somebody came to me and said that my grandfather or my great-grandfather had done such and such, my answer would be, well, what does that have to do with me?
Right, but the thing is that there's an implied repudiation there. You know what I'm saying? You're saying, well, yeah, that's him. I don't agree with it. You know, what does it have to do with me? I think when you're dealing with, like, what Prescott Bush did, where you've actually got people that have covered up, you know, his involvement with the Nazis and helping those guys armor up before
World War II. Well, yeah, but you know what? So did Joe Kennedy. Do you blame John Kennedy? Do you blame Ted Kennedy? Do you blame Robert Kennedy? You blame Joe Jr.? You blame any of the daughters? Do you blame any of the Kennedy family for what Joe did? That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, but I'm not, you know, I'm not up enough on all of the memoirs and all of the
I'm not trying to defend George W. Bush, but what I'm saying here is they've never repudiated it. They've never acknowledged it in public.
Then they share the sin. I mean, you know, at some point you've got to like have a relationship with your family and your family's history that's honest. And if you're not willing to stand up and one, recognize the truth, and then two, deal with it, then yeah, you know, you share it.
I don't know. I don't think
it's like the Bin Ladens. The Bin Ladens and the folks in the Saudi royal family that haven't repudiated what he did. Yeah, I think they share some of the guilt and some of the blame.
I'm not so sure I agree with that, but Van, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, later.
All right. Let's go to Howard in Denver. Howard, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, Jay, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Jay, I have to disagree with you on this point, mainly because in the black community, black people are not looking for an individual to blame for slavery. The problem with slavery is the United States of America, the same country which had prosecuted black people under the law, left black people unprotected under the same law they prosecuted them under. The United States of America, the same nation which celebrate and erect statues to George Washington and constantly throwing George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and people who controlled the government prior to Washington, let those people treat black people. And it's not the slavery part of it. It's how they treated the slaves. yes, the United States of America, most people who are trying to cover up slavery try to take it to an individual level. Well, let me take it back to the level where it belongs. It's the responsibility of the United States of America, which allows slavery to happen in the first place prior to it becoming the United States, and after it became the United States, that is solely responsible for what it let its citizens go through. So you can't call black slaves African Americans. They were not no Americans. They try to put that designation on us after they realized
Wait, two things. Number one, I don't disagree with your position on what this country did.
Yeah.
Number two, the first person I ever heard use the term African American was Jesse Jackson.
Well, that was Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson don't speak for all the black
community. Well, that's like saying, hold it. Dial down your rage for a second. Okay?
I'm not enraged.
Dial it down for a second.
I'm not enraged.
The term African American, black, whatever term you want to use, it is now in America in the year 2007.
A commonly used
term to describe a sector of people of color. If you have an objection with that, then you have to take it up with everybody else.
Please, let's not go there. Let's stay on point and stay on the issue.
Well, I am staying on the point. I am staying on the issue. The fact is, I agree with exactly. I don't disagree with anything you've said.
No, but Jay, you got on the radio and you said earlier that who has a problem with this? I, as a black person, speaking for myself. I have a problem with it.
No, that's not what I asked. What I asked was, how far back do you go,
Jay, you say holding people responsible. Jay, it's not holding people responsible. It's holding the United States responsible.
You know, if you want to have a discussion about this country's history, and you want to talk about any aspect of this country's history, we could certainly do that. But that was not the point of the conversation.
No,
you know what? Do me a favor and program your head to receive occasionally. The point of the conversation, and the conversation that John M. and I were having, was about people's family history. Not about whether the United States of America, collectively, was guilty of enslaving black people. We were not having that conversation, but that's on your agenda, so you called to raise it, and that's fine.
But that's not what we were talking about. Jay, you said that holding people like we got to go out and point out everybody ancestors who had a slave.
I never said that.
Jay, that's what you were saying.
No, I never said that. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. Now I'm going to lose my temper.
Yeah, you can go here, pal.
Okay?
Yeah, so can you, Jay.
Get off the damn phone. Don't sit here and call me and tell me that I said something when I didn't say it, and that's not what we were talking about. Was that what we were talking about?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, Jay. No, I'm going to tell you, pal. That's not what we were talking about. I'm so sick and tired of people and their excesses. You want to discuss slavery? You want to discuss racism in America? We can discuss racism in America. We can discuss slavery. But that's not what we were talking about.
No.
We were talking about German families. We were talking about people born in Nazi Germany. Open up your frickin' ears and learn to listen, for God's sakes.
Well, they get into a mindset of what they want to hear, and then they...
God almighty.
...into, you know, something completely off the map.
I mean, was that what we were talking about?
No! Now, as a matter of fact, we started out talking about slavery, but then we went, you know, the family histories of slavery. But then we were talking about Germans and Nazis and, you know. It had nothing to do with what he wanted to get into. Thought you were going to break the phone, you slammed it down, so right?
Well... phone needs to be replaced anyway. It's been defective for years. I'm just helping it along.
So was the caller, but that's a difference.
Well, we don't, you know. I'm sure he's a well-meaning, nice guy, but it's like, hey, man,
that's not your man.
And I get this all the time from people send me emails and this is what you said. I heard you. You know, come on,
get the wax out of your ears.
How many times have I got on here and said, hey, stay on what we're talking about. That's number one. And then number two, don't accuse us of stuff that we didn't do. Most of us are too well educated to try to put that argument forward.
Shall we genuflect?
What does that mean? 833, Gina in traffic.
All right, Jay, well, not a lot going on. It's a good thing. A westbound Boulder Turnpike was still seeing a lot of stop and go from 96 toward McCaslin from an earlier crash. Eastbound routes recovering for the most part. We slowdowns we had in place, 6th Ave, I-70, Boulder Turnpike at Federal, thinning out, northbound 25. Pretty much the hot spot now along that stretch extending from Hamden towards 6th. Weather outlook today, some high clouds, sunshine, breezy in the afternoon, high of 57. Currently under mostly cloudy skies, it's 32. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
At Reunion, Brookline, Berkeley, Lennar, Morrison Homes, Richmond American, and Shea Homes are all helping us build a new hometown. See for yourself what makes Reunion such a special place to call home. Visit us at 104th and Tower or at reunionco.com.
AM 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive News, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM 760 live. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
Why do office solutions from Regis work for today's businesses?
My budget is tight. If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com. Regis, offices that work for you.
8:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thank you to everybody who came out to Rocky's Early Bird Sale. It was a huge success, but good deals are still there at Rocky's Autos. Largest selection of clean lay model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 600 units on the lot. Everything you can think of. Nissan, Honda, Saab, Volkswagen, Chevy, Dodge. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Jaguar. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. And the matching down incentive is in effect up to $1,500. You put down $1,005, they'll put down $1,005, and you got $3,000 down on your next vehicle. You can check out Rocky's inventory on the Internet at rockiesautos.com or get out there and see them in person. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and see my friends out there like Tom and Marv Alshur, the Alshur brothers, and Spanky Herrera, and Fred Labrato, and Gerard Menard, and all of the good people working out of Rockies who go the extra mile to make sure that you're totally happy. That's what they're all about, and that's one of the reasons why they're so successful. Once again, thank you to everybody who came to the early bird sale this Saturday and the Saturday before, and certainly everybody at Rockies appreciates it. It's Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builder's Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a complimentary tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-300-8052. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's complimentary tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-300-8052. 1-800-300-8052. 1-800-300-8052.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Good morning, 8:37, 37 minutes after the hour, partly cloudy, high today 63. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's a instant message at AM760.net. Hi, Jay. Can't call since I'm at work. A person should be judged on their actions, not on the sins of their parents. My father was a German teenager in World War II, so of course became a member of the Hitler Youth, according to him, being in the country, it was closer to the Boy Scouts. I believe an uncle of his was a member of the Nazi Party. My maid of honor and best friend was Jewish. I have no problem with someone's beliefs so long as it harms no one and they don't try to force their way of life on someone else. My big problem is with fundamentalist religion. See, I don't know about this. If you were a teenager during World War II, but teenagers are powerless to do anything, for the most part, I think. Unless the circumstances are rare, and I could be wrong about that, but, I mean, how would you stand up to the German state if you were 15? And I don't know that any of us would know what we would do under those circumstances. We would do what we had to do to get along? What would we do in that regard? I don't know. I don't know what we would do. 303-713-7600, how we got started on this, is the Baltimore Sun found out that Barack Obama, John McCain, and also John Edwards, that members of their family, their descendants, were slave owners. And is it a sign that how far the United States has come, or is it a sign? I mean, at what point do you turn around and say, okay, you know, you're not responsible, and it doesn't make any difference what somebody else in your family tree did, and at what point do you cut that off? Here's Sonny in Edgewater. Sonny, hi, you're on AM 760. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, it's Sonny. I just noticed something that is kind of a double standard in our society. When we're okay with dismissing the sins of the fathers, which is totally fine with me because everybody's family does something stupid at some point. But when a child does something, a child that's a teenager, we blame the parents. And I just don't understand why we don't draw a line on that, because after you're a certain age, you make your own decisions regardless of what your parents tell you.
Usually most, or at least in the eyes of the law, you'd have to be over the age of 18, and in some states it would be 16 for serious crimes. You'd be tried as an adult, but I think the reason most people would blame the parents, and I think the reason that, for instance, I would look at the parents to some degree, would be because you'd have to question the teenager's upbringing. Like, didn't the parents instill any kind of values in their son or their daughter? Wouldn't you naturally ask that kind of question?
I guess you would, but at the same time, you could have great, wonderful, upstanding parents, and when you're 24, just go nuts and kill a bunch of people.
That's true, too. But if that ever happened, the first thing I would look at, and I'm no law enforcement professional, nor am I a doctor, but the first thing I'd look at, and wouldn't you look at, I'd look at the person's mental health.
Yes, I would.
I mean, suppose, for instance, they were bipolar, manic depressive, or they were schizophrenic, or something like that. You couldn't blame that. I mean, then you'd have a hard time assigning blame there, not only to the person who did it, but you'd also have a hard time assigning blame to the parents, unless the parents knew that their son or daughter suffered from this and did nothing to help them, didn't get them any medical help. Then you'd have to say, wait a minute, you knew that there was a problem with your son or your daughter. They were acting irrational. You had trouble with them when they were young. You didn't get professional help. Now they've turned around and become 20, 21, 24, 25, 26, and they've done something really terrible. So, once again, there, wouldn't you wonder about the parents? I'm not saying you blame the parents. I'm not saying you arrest them. Now, if somebody's 25 or 26 and they commit, you know, murder, or they kill 15 or 20 people, or whatever the situation may be, the responsibility and the onus is on them.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's naturally going to look to see about their parental structure.
True. Okay.
So I don't know if what you're saying, like a double standard, I don't know if that'd be the case, but I think it'd be the case of if they're over the legal age, although mm-hmm. I have trouble with the idea of trying 16-year-olds as adults, but if they were over the legal age, then they would have to assume responsibility. But I think it'd be natural that people in society would go, well, wait a minute, what kind of household did this person grow up in? Because after all, think about this. Your parents do influence a lot of the way you act in life. Don't you think? Or no?
I agree. They do influence a lot, but in the after a certain age, it's just your choice whether you listen to them or not.
You're right. After a certain age, you're responsible for your own actions if you're not mentally ill. I agree. You got that right. But I think it's only natural to look at the parents. It's only natural to look at the upbringing. I think that's the thing. And, you know, I was talking to somebody over the weekend about this. Actually, it was the coroner of Jefferson County I was talking to. If we had comprehensive mental health in this society, we could cut down on a lot of crimes.
Yes, we could.
But we don't. And we don't even have any serious discussion about it either. Sonny, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
I hope you get your phone replaced.
Nah, it's better broken.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Nate in Denver. Nate, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, I have a couple things. But first, I don't think you were talking about 15-year-olds and Nazi Germany being able to differentiate between right and wrong. And I don't think anyone can fault a 15-year-old for making a poor choice.
No, I don't. I don't think so either. I think you'd have a very hard time making that case.
Right, and as far as the Barack Obama's history, you know, you dig back in anyone's past, you go far enough. I mean, I'm related to Wild Bill Hickok, but that doesn't mean I'm a gunslinging, gun-toting, you know, whatever, good or bad. You know, you dig in anyone's past, you're going to find a relative somewhere that, I mean, if you go back far enough, according to the religious right, we're all related. So we're all ancestors to slave owners in Nazi Germany and Stalin and everybody else. So
God, not me.
I mean, pick your poison, right? I mean, how far do you want to go? Okay,
well,
and maybe not you. And so all I'm saying is, you know, you want to pick the fight, go pick the fight. I mean, go find it in anyone. Go look in Hillary, and I'm sure you'll find someone there. You go, you know, whatever. I mean, it's just kind of a stupid argument, and it's just another way to deflect, I think. And
well, I think all of us in our families, if not in ourselves, have areas or parts that are not too praiseworthy. I don't know if we're all related to slave owners. My family wasn't, I mean, in my case, my family wasn't here, wasn't in North America until right after World War II. But I think you're right. I think if you could genealogically go back, you'll find on one side of your family or the other, you'll find people who have done things that are uncool. Question is, does it matter? I'm like you. I don't think it matters. But I kind of wonder, at what point do you let people off the hook? At what point do you say, or do you never hold them responsible? In other words, would you hold a son responsible for what his or her or a daughter? Would you hold them responsible for what their father or mother had done?
I don't think that's a decent argument. No, I don't think that. Everyone's their own person, and you can't be held responsible for your father being a murderer or your mother being a whatever. What a mess.
Yeah, it is a mess. And
right?
In other words, if you run by that, then all of us, according to you, and I think you're right, that all of us are eventually going to get into trouble. But you'd be surprised how many people would say to somebody, oh, so your father was so-and-so, or your mother was so-and-so. There must be something wrong with you, right?
Right. Well, and I remember my mother telling me that her family was a little bit hoity-toity, and they would never talk about Wild Bill Hickok because they were all embarrassed of him. So,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I hear you. So they obviously felt that they were a certain extent responsible or whatever for his direction. But yeah, I think it's totally, you know, and another thing is just if you compare the previous two elections of people voting for this president that we now have, a lot of those people are now feeling obviously disgruntled about their decision, and but that's a decision that they themselves are going to have to live with, and us and our children and our grandchildren are going to have to pay for. So,
all right, let me ask you two important questions about that. Would you hold the Bush daughters responsible for what their parents have done? And do you hold the people who would come forward and would say to you, oh, yeah, I voted for George Bush, I voted for him twice, do you hold them responsible for what's going on currently now?
Absolutely. I hold the latter. I hold them responsible for what's going on now. I mean, if they voted for this knucklehead and they didn't have the information that a lot of Americans had to vote against them, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they screwed up. They voted for a complete knucklehead. And if they didn't know he was a knucklehead, that was their ignorance that made them vote that way. And that's their fault. So, but as far as the Bush daughters, no, it's not their fault that their dad's an idiot and missing from some village in Texas or whatever. However,
you got it, but, Nate. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call. Good call. Right. See you later.
Yeah. I love that word, knucklehead. Yeah, knucklehead.
See, yeah. I don't know how I feel about that.
Remember that?
Right. Yeah. People who voted for this administration, I don't know how much. Were they misinformed?
Love that German newspaper that had the headline after the 04 election. How could 51 million Americans be so dumb?
Well, all right, how about this? And then we'll get some traffic. You've got to see this. I see it. How about people who drive around with cars that still have W04 on them back?
Jeez.
How can you do that? Don't you immediately, when you see somebody like that, don't you immediately look at them and think to yourself, oh, God, lost.
Yeah, my first thought is they got a moral dipstick about 3 quarts below bone dry.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking,
my
too.
My first reaction is moron.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you hang a big sign out that says I'm stupid?
Oh, I still support the president.
But I run into a lot of people who feel that way, too, though. 851, they do support him. 851, 51 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Shay, looks like we're shaking loose for the most part around the city. Still have those delays on the northbound side of I-25 extending from Hamden up to 6th Avenue. That would be right through your bridge area. Do have a couple of problems. A wreck on E-470 northbound at Jordan. And we've had a problem at the intersection of Quebec and Leedsdale involving a propane truck. Weather outlook today, some high clouds, sunshine expected. Breezy conditions by the afternoon, high of 57. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 28. Right now, mostly cloudy, 32. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760. Progressive Talk.
Waterside Living has arrived in Aurora. You're invited on March 10th and 11th for the grand opening of South Shores Lake House on the Aurora Reservoir. Exit E-470 on East Smoky Hill and left on Arapahoe. LiveSouthShore.com.
See you hoops on AM760. Progressive Talk.
It's time for postseason basketball. Hi, this is Mike Rice, inviting you to join Carol Callen and me Tuesday morning at 10:30 as the Colorado women's team opens the Big 12 tournament against the Texas Tech Red Raiders. We'll have all the action starting Tuesday morning at 10:30 on AM760 Progressive Talk.
The proud home of University of Colorado basketball. AM760 Progressive Talk.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. Call 1-800-900-0522. 1-800-900-0522. 1-800-900-0522.
It's not fair. You were injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, and the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years in small cash payments. You can't afford to wait years for money that's rightfully yours. You need cash now. J.G. Wentworth can help. We can turn your long-term payments into cash now. This is not a loan. This is your money in your pocket right now. If you're receiving cash payments from something like a car accident or personal injury, call us today to learn how you can get one lump sum from your structured settlement now. For free information, call 1-800-600-3166. J.G. Wentworth has helped thousands of people get cash now and get on with life. Stop waiting years for money that's rightfully yours. Call now for free information to learn how you can get cash now. It's your money. Use it when you need it. For free information, call J.G. Wentworth now at 1-800-600-3166. That's 1-800-600-3166. 1-800-600-3166.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Don't know what to do next? You'll want to work with a company that has helped secure more than 10,000 patents. For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-888-748-IDEA. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company that has helped secure more than 10,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-748-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-748-IDEA. That's 1-888-748-4332.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
August 29, 2005, Hurricane Katrina strikes the Gulf Coast, overwhelms levees, and floods New Orleans. Even before the storm passes, Coast Guard boat and helicopter crews move in, saving over 33,000 lives and bringing food, water, medicine, and hope to a desperate city.
When things are at their worst, we're at our best. For more information about joining, visit GoCoastGuard.com, the U.S. Coast Guard, the shield of freedom.
Sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
56 minutes past the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk to Leslie Weiss before we do open phones. And she was one of the Denver Three that was kicked out of Bush's appearance here. When was that? It was like a couple... Yeah, almost 2 years ago now, and now we find out that it was one of the White House staffers who, by the way, this guy got like a $19,000 raise and was elevated, and he was one of the people that squashed their free speech. Boy, I got a lot of instant messages here, and I got one from a woman named Penny, and this thing is long. Let's see if I can get this in. I don't know. I only got 90 seconds. I don't know if I can get it in. Well, Penny, I love you, but I don't have enough time to get that in. That's so long. Maybe I'll try to do it after we're done with Leslie. Here's one. Accountability. We either accept or reject ancestors' philosophies by our own actions. R.E. Bush, Kennedy family history of Nazi fascist Germany, support Mussolini, the father of fascism, described fascism as a marriage between corporations and the state. Individuals are a distant second. Whose voting records show acceptance or rejections of their family's past? And sins of the father, don't leave Arnold Schwarzenegger on this topic. His father wasn't just a police chief. He was, in fact, a Nazi. I believe that he was. I think you're right about that. But there's no evidence that his son, Arnold, while we may disagree with him, there's no evidence that he thinks along the same lines. And I think you can come from a very conservative household and have a very liberal viewpoint on life. And you can also come from a very liberal household and then have a very, very conservative viewpoint on life. So it just depends. All right, we got open phones coming up, and we're also going to talk to Leslie Weiss, one of the Denver Three, and we'll talk to her about her case that has been ongoing now for a couple of years in regards to being kicked out of the Bush rally because they thought she was a dissenter. And we'll have her explain more about that if you're not familiar with the case. It's all coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Celebrate the luck of the Irish with AM 760 Progressive Talk on Saturday, March 17th at the 2007 Denver St. Patrick's Day Parade. Check us out along the parade route as we drive by in smart cars provided by Colorado Auto Connection.
Tonight, two incredible forces will come together on NBC. Heroes in Spider-Man 3.
So this is the list.
First, see the Heroes episode that leads us to the final chapters. And during Heroes, get an exclusive peek at this summer's biggest movie, Spider-Man 3.
It's happening.
Then, it's television's newest drama, The Black Donnellys. It all starts with Deal or No Deal and Heroes, all new on NBC.
And now for the bonus round. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. What does a pear prevent?
Hard feelings.
Correct. If you multiply...
The square root of 19.
Correct. How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
I know. Over 1 billion.
Correct.
Yes.
Netflix. Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose movies online and get DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial. Plans now from only $4.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. Shoddy care and hospital conditions for vets. Just how far does it go? Congress is trying to find out after last week's explosive developments at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center and changes at the top. Live now to CBS's Bob Fuss.
Specialist Jeremy Duncan was severely injured by a roadside bomb and told a hearing underway at Walter Reed he was put in a room with growing mold and holes in the wall.
Unforgivable for anybody to live. It wouldn't fit for anybody to live in a room like that.
And Staff Sergeant Daniel Shannon, who took a bullet to the head in Iraq and lost an eye, said patients are sometimes just left in their barracks.
I sat in my room for another couple of weeks wondering when someone would contact me about my continuing medical care.
Members of the committee said this treatment was inexcusable. Top officials knew about it and failed to act and made clear they would be looking far beyond Walter Reed. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
A new school week in Alabama. The high school is a flattened mess after last week's tornado and folks are remembering the 8 students who died.
This is Jim Crisul in Enterprise, Alabama. It is an immense burden for this community, laying to rest 8 high school students, tornado victims. Kim Lewis is torn, almost feeling guilty about her 3 kids.
I'm just thankful they're all okay, because those other families have those children that were trapped under all that debris.
Faces here are etched with pain and anguish. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Enterprise, Alabama.
Investigators say there's been a confession in Michigan in the case of a man charged with murdering and dismembering his wife. Prosecutor Eric Smith says evidence found over the weekend led them to crack the case.
It was a Ziploc bag found in a wooded area not far from the defendant's home, which contained ex-gloves, baggies, metal shavings, and... human blood.
They later found parts of Tara Lynn Grant's body in the garage and a nearby park. Husband Stephen Grant was tracked down 300 miles away. In Afghanistan, questions after a NATO airstrike hit a home, killing 4 generations of one family, and after U.S. troops allegedly fired after a suicide attack hitting civilians. Reporter Philip Smucker is in eastern Afghanistan.
These two incidents are exactly what the U.S. military tries to avoid, but they do happen, and the commanders that I'm talking to say they're still doing everything they can to avoid this kind of a mishap.
The Supreme Court has turned down an appeal from Bernard Ebbers. He's the former WorldCom chief serving 25 years for fraud and conspiracy. An overseas sell-off raised fears of another big down day on Wall Street. Mark Zandi of Economy.com.
It may take a few weeks, a few months, but ultimately the stock market will come back because the economy is just fine.
After an early drop, stocks are on the rebound this morning. Right now the Dow Jones Industrial Average is ahead 34 points. The NASDAQ composite is off about 3. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number. Just call 866-38-GO-NOW. That's 866-38-GO-NOW. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-38-GO-NOW. That's 866-38-GO-NOW. Call now.
It's 9:04. Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi reiterating her position on Iraq to a large room full of supporters in Denver Saturday night. The first female Speaker of the House was in town for a big Democratic fundraiser at the Adams Mark Hotel, Pelosi condemning the Bush administration for the problems that surfaced this week at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, as well as the ongoing fiasco in Iraq.
And it is an issue that has cost us enormously, as you know, first and foremost in life of our precious treasure, our young people. Tens of thousands of injuries, many of them permanent and serious, cost in hundreds of billions of dollars, $1 trillion if the war ended today.
Pelosi's visit, one of many high-profile visits to Colorado this week, a year and a half before Denver hosts the Democratic National Convention. President Bush's top strategist, Karl Rove, was in Denver Friday. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee kissed up to leaders of Focus on the Family in the Springs on Saturday. The free market may let people choose where to shop, but Aurora Democratic Representative Morgan Carroll says Colorado's workers' compensation system does not let workers choose who treats their injuries if they get hurt on the job. Carroll's now introduced a bill allowing companies to designate two doctors and allowing the injured worker that make the choice. And the House Health and Human Services Committee is scheduled to take up a measure today dealing with tanning beds here in Colorado. The bill would prohibit people under 18 from using tanning parlors without the consent of their parent or guardian. Skin cancer rates are way up in Colorado. Exposure from a tanning bed can last a lifetime. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Hey, Sean. Getting back to normal for the most part around the metro area. Southbound 25, still a little sluggish along your Thornton North Glen stretch and on your drive downtown 38 to Spear. Watch out for one new wreck hotspot along the westbound lanes of C-470 at University. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, looking for some high clouds. Sunshine breezy by this afternoon. High.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-467-5910. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-467-5910. 1-800-467-5910.
Good morning, 907, 7 minutes after 9, partly cloudy. High today, 63. J. Marvin, John M., John Turk, good to have you along. This case has been going on now for, seems like 3 years. At least over two. We're talking about the case of the Denver 3. Let's talk to Leslie Weiss, who is a member of the Denver 3 and has been on this show before. Leslie, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks. Good
all right. Back. Now, if there's anybody out there who doesn't know what this is all about, explain briefly what happened to you and two of your friends.
Right. Actually, we're coming up on the two-year anniversary of the event, which was March 21st, 2005. which is why some very interesting developments happened in our case late last week. But just to remind people, in March 2005, myself and two other friends, we were physically removed from a Bush visit to Denver on his Social Security privatization tour. We happened to be labeled as a town hall event here in Denver. and we had tickets to the event. We were dressed appropriately. We did not protest in any way. But a man who we were told was a Secret Service agent told us we had to leave and used some physical force to get us out of the building. We weren't given any reason why on the day that that happened to us. But we were very concerned, so we called around, and the next day the local office of the Secret Service confirmed, in fact, that it was not a Secret Service agent who threw us out, but it was a staff person at the event. And the sole reason we were removed was because of the bumper sticker on my car, which reads, "No more blood for oil." So we ended up filing a lawsuit a few months later, and after over a year's worth of delay tactics by the defendants, because the deadline was coming up to name all the people who we needed to name in the case, a judge ordered that the two people whose name we didn't know had to give a limited deposition on Friday of who precisely were the people who gave them their orders to throw us out. So that we could add those names before the deadline ran, and very interestingly, we found out the names, and they're actually some pretty high level people in the White House. Despite the fact that when this was happening at the time, the White House adamantly denied any involvement. They said it was a local volunteer who did it to us, but we now have some vindication that you know, they were not being truthful. We have the names of one of the people is Steve Adkiss, who at the time was deputy director of the White House advance team. He had an office just a couple on the same hallway as the president. Saturday's article in the Rocky Mountain News by Ann Imsi points out that this person's office was actually closer to the president, either Cheney or Rove. So pretty high-level people specifically directed local guys to throw us out.
Yeah, shortly after this incident, too, this guy Atkins was given a $19,000 raise and promoted to special assistant to the president for operations. So it seems to me that the White House, number one, has lied over these 2 years plus. Number two, this guy Atkins and the other one, I think it's O'Keefe, who is also involved in this, Jamie O'Keefe, they should both be fired, in my opinion.
Well, you know, what it also tells us is, okay, here's two people that were directing. In Saturday's Rocky Mountain, well, actually, it was yesterday's Denver Post article. Jay, what this is turning out to be such an excellent synergy between our legal team, which is the ACLU, and the Denver law firm of Kelly, Haglund, Garnsey, and Kahn, and some very dedicated journalists over at the Rocky Mountain News and Denver Post. Between both sets of people, we're getting to the bottom of this and the truth, you know, no thanks to the White House, who actually was responsible and who we've been demanding answers from all along, but getting none. But what we learned on Sunday was that this Steve Adkiss admitted that there was a White House policy of excluding citizens. He claims if they were potentially disruptive. So in our case, the standard for potentially disruptive was arriving at the event with a bumper sticker. An anti-war bumper sticker is enough to be labeled as potentially disruptive. So what this is confirming that the White House can use, you know, thought police. They can decide what you must do and determine that, you know, you can be excluded from a taxpayer-funded public event.
Yeah, Leslie.
On something completely different, Social Security.
Leslie, John M. here. So what's the status on the lawsuits right now?
So the status is we will now file either an amended complaint or a new complaint naming the two White House people and possibly this third person who was also identified from the good work of journalist Andy Merritt, who is a local person. Happens to be Senator Allard's state director. And apparently he is the person who identified us as coming out of the car with the, you know, with the potentially disruptive bumper sticker on it, or the potentially disruptive message, and informed the people working at the event to keep their eye on us that we might disrupt the event. And apparently that information got all the way to the White House in D.C., who then ordered our removal. So we're going to file an amended or new complaint naming some or all of these people, and with the goal of finding out, confirming that it was, you know, a White House policy, determining that it was illegal, and a violation of citizens' constitutional First Amendment right of free speech. And let me remind you that ours is not an isolated incident. We filed this lawsuit because we learned that it was a pattern of events that happened similar to ours across the country. A lot of them were during this president's Social Security tour, but there were some other events, public events, taxpayer-funded, that the president was at, and there were citizens that were either removed or precluded. If you recall, in Fargo, North Dakota, there was a list of people who were to be not permitted to be given a ticket to the president's event if they should show up and ask for one, merely because they had been identified as someone who had, you know, at one point either written a letter to the editor of their local newspaper or were part of some, you know, Democratic organization. So, you know, this is scary stuff here. We're being tracked and monitored and then excluded from public taxpayer-funded events because we don't necessarily agree with every policy of this president. And that's just wrong. That shouldn't be allowed in this country. And it says in our Constitution, you know, just that. We have the right to free speech, and we believe very strongly that this is a violation.
Well, it's not only a violation, but the other side of it is it also perpetuates a lie. It perpetuates a lie that this guy, George W. Bush, and the people around him, that he appears on these speaking tours promoting whatever it is he has in mind, the war in Iraq or Social Security or whatever, and that the audience that's sitting there is spontaneous and, you know, contains a cross-section of America, or that people are free there to say what they want to say, when in reality, the audiences are heavily screened, and if, you know, they get the slightest whiff that you're going to ask or say something that they find to be bad, then what they're going to end up doing is they're going to do to you. I mean, what happened to you guys? It's 9:15, 15 minutes after 9 here. Leslie Weiss, one of the Denver Three here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. How can people help you out? How can we? I mean, I'm a card-carrying member of the ACLU, but how do we contribute to your case?
Well, even if you're not a member, such high regard for the ACLU and the work they do, especially now that I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of their lawyers and you know, just have a better understanding of how important the work they do. So certainly support your local and national ACLU office would be great. We do have a free speech fund, but that was set up, you know, before the ACLU was our co-counsel in the case. Certainly, you know, people are welcome to contribute to that, and any funds that we don't end up using for our lawsuit will be given to the ACLU or some other free speech organization. But, I mean, get involved. Call your congresspeople and just say this is wrong, and just remind them that we're watching this. What you just said, Jay, is that two issues come up with what you just said, is that the president's scripted, he was elected to uphold the Constitution and represent all Americans, not just those who agree with every one of his policies. So he's not being fair to all Americans. But the more, you know, another really important point is that he's setting policies. And if he's not hearing from all sides of the issue, they're not creating policies that are in the best interest of all Americans. And we've now witnessed all too clearly mistakes that come from policies that, you know, that don't get the input from all people, you know, that will be affected.
Well, I don't think he's really interested. I don't think he cares, and I don't think he or Alberto Gonzalez or anybody around him can read the Constitution. I don't think they have any idea what it says or means.
Well, we need to tell them that we care.
Well, I think the big thing here is that Atkus, O'Keefe, and that individual in Allard's office, all three of them should be popped. They should all be let go.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're living off taxpayer dollars. I for one, object to paying Atkus' salary. I think he should resign.
Well, it's not our specific goal to get people fired. It is our specific goal to make sure that this policy is declared illegal, and it's, you know, they're prevented from doing this in the future to other people. That's the goal of our lawsuit. And
well, this guy Atkus is now chief of staff for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
Oh boy!
And Jamie O'Keefe continues to work in the White House advance team, and I think they both lied. They both dragged their feet. They both weren't forthcoming. They should be let go. I don't think that this is what this government should represent. I don't think that that's what the White House should represent. And I think you're right that it's supposed to represent at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue everybody, not just select few.
And not only did these people, you know, carry out a policy, we really want to get to the bottom of who was responsible for setting up this policy. Someone, even these two high-level people. Unless we find out that these two were the ones that formulated the policy, we think it goes even higher than that.
Oh, I'm sure it
does. Yeah, I'm sure it does, too. I'm definitely sure it does. All right,
Leslie.
We'll
find out when we get to depose those guys.
Yeah, and we'll be interested to hear about that, so please keep in touch with us because we want to have you back on again as things develop.
But, you know, call your congresspeople, write your local newspapers, get involved, because this is scary stuff and we can't let it continue.
Boy, you said it better than any of us could say it. Leslie, thank you. And I hope you're who is it? Is it your son or your daughter that's sick?
Oh, my son.
Yeah, I hope he gets better.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. There's Leslie Weiss. Well, that's this administration. Well, I mean, do they know how to tell the truth? I don't think they do they?
Anything you think they're doing, and more.
Yeah.
You know, it's like people talk about, like Hillary Clinton and some of the other Democrats, we're misled about Iraq.
Right.
Barney Frank was on Bill Maher Friday night.
I saw that.
And he was saying, I knew they were lying weasels from the beginning because they lied about everything.
Yeah, they do. You can go to progressnowaction.org, progressnowaction.org, and ask George W. Bush for an apology, which you won't ever get, but you can at least bug him a little bit. 9:20, 20 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Open phones coming up, 303-713-7600, 4 lines open.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles, just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all model, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself?
Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-220-5859. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Old Jimmy does everybody some good. 24 minutes after 9, partly cloudy, high today 63. And open phones portion of the show. Anything you want to talk about is fine. 303-713-7600, whatever may be in your mind. If you want to comment on about this story about the Bush administration and the Denver 3. And this guy, Steve Atkus, who worked just down the hall from the president. Unbelievable. But we've talked about this before, the fact that George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and the rest of these folks, I mean, they're trapped in the kind of the same syndrome that Lyndon Johnson got trapped in during the Vietnam War, and that they can't really go out and talk to an unscreened crowd because they would get too much grief. So they either talk in front of the military, which if you're in the military, you can't stand up and question the commander-in-chief. I mean, that's like signing a death warrant to your career. And they either do that or they talk in front of heavily screened crowds so that the people there are all sympathetic. And if that's what they want to do, then, all right, why not just be open and honest about it? Why not just tell people that that's what it's all about? Okay, the president's coming to town. He's not speaking in front of an unscreened crowd. It's not open to the public. And what you got to do is you got to get tickets to get in from a member of the president's party. So you get a ticket from a GOP congressman or senator, and they're going to screen you. But Don't come into town. Don't go into some town and then not, or some city, and then not tell us what the deal is. Try to pretend that you're speaking in front of a cross section of Americans or a collection of citizens from the city you're talking in, and then it turns out that that's not the case. Turns out you're lying about it. And to me, that's just, it's wrong. You ought to have, I'm not saying it shouldn't be any security, but you ought to have the same access to him, and I ought to have the same access to him as somebody who would go to a GOP fundraiser. And he ought to be secure enough in his views, and he ought to feel well enough about his views. I mean, he ought to be secure enough, he or Dick Cheney or both of them or any of the people in the administration, Condoleezza Rice and him, that they could get up and field a question from one of us or have a dialogue with one of us about Iraq or any number of things, including Social Security or whatever it may be, instead of hiding out behind those people that are only on his side. I mean, to me that's not being honest. Now, you may be thinking, well, what, are you just waking up now to the fact that he's not honest? No. I mean, can anybody really call and tell me, or tell anybody here, that you don't suspect that when he's telling us something, that it's not entirely true, that he doesn't have his facts right, or that he's not entirely telling us the truth? And certainly Dick Cheney, as vice president of this country, I mean, he's blown his credibility a long time ago. I mean, the answer to anything he says is, well, he's never been right about anything, so why would he be right about anything now? That's number one. And then number two, this is a guy who openly in public interviews sits there and denies reality and lies. So why would he have any credibility to begin with? Why would you believe anything anybody have to say to start with? But it still gets back to the old thing of be honest about it. Look, I don't know about you, but I could accept it if Bush or Cheney or Condoleezza Rice or any of these folks came here and said, hey, I'm going to give a speech, and it's open only to members of the GOP. I would say fine. Okay. But to pretend that it's something other than it's not, then to me that gets on. To me that's worthless. That's totally and completely worthless. And so here's another chink in the administration's armor. Here's another example of where they just don't tell us the truth. Where they pretend that the people who are there in these audiences are just like you and I, when in reality they're handpicked and they're definitely going to sit there and nod and agree. And some of the most priceless pictures I've seen are when these guys talk in front of the troops, and if you look at the background at the troops that are sitting there, every once in a while you'll see one of them and they'll be falling asleep. Well, John, you're shaking your head. Or nodding their head. But a lot of times they're sitting there like, they're falling asleep. Because it's boring. It really is. And it's tough to listen to this guy talk.
Jay, I don't know if you'll, this is probably like a year and a half ago, but there was some Bush speech, and he was talking, there was kind of an elderly lady sitting behind him, but she was just flat passed out.
Oh, I remember that, sure. Yeah, she was asleep for like a half hour of the
thing.
Yeah.
And there was nothing they could do to get her off the screen because she was directly behind the president. So you're sitting there watching this speech, and for like 20 minutes this woman is just out, like comatose.
Yeah, she was sitting there, she was like in some other planet.
One of those classic pictures I'll never forget.
You know what this stuff reminds me of, and it's too easy of a comparison, so I'm not making the comparison. Please don't think that I am, because I'm not. But it reminds me of it. It reminds me of like a Stalinist country, where the leader stands up there and speaks, and they have all the manufactured propaganda slogans behind them. Strength through security, you know, or whatever, you know, America on the rise, or whatever the heck they put up there. And that's what it reminds me of. We will pick 10 million bales of hay or some stuff like that. And it's like, come on, man. And how much money is spent of taxpayers' money to come up with these slogans and all these things that they stick up? And I'm sure Clinton did it too, but I don't remember it. Do you remember Clinton having that? It's kind of like that old Top Gun thing on the aircraft carrier, Mission Accomplished, where they lied and said the troops put that up there. Then it turns out that the White House put it up there. So who paid for that banner? We did.
Yeah, I wonder how responsible the president is actually for some of those slogans to go up behind him. I mean, I bet it's his staffers, you know, like the chief of staff and whatnot. Karl Rove, Bush's brain.
Oh, yeah, I don't think he sits there and thinks them up. But it's like having a propaganda bureau. That only issues positive prognostications about life. Well, it's like another movie, 1984, you know, where they say, attention, coffee production has increased. I mean, it's like that whole kind of thing. And you sit there and you see them on CNN, you see them on MSNBC or C-SPAN. And you damn well know it's a lie. It's like, stop it already. Stop with the sloganeering. Just level with us and tell us the truth. That's what it's like. Everybody has to read 1984 in school, don't they? I don't know if they have to or not. I mean, I've read it about six times. I love it. It's one of my favorite novels. Did you have to read 1984 in school, Gina?
I did. You know, I don't remember much about it, but I did have to read it.
Oh, maybe you should reread it. Isn't that what it reminds you of, those slogans in the background? When the president stands up there and speaks? It's like 1980. Attention, workers.
I am not.
The southern front of Argonia has been conquered. It is now safe.
God.
And then all the workers go like... Everybody stands up and applauds. Right?
Sure, whatever you say, Jay.
Oh, come on. Like Goldstein is the enemy. We have to get Goldstein. Come on. Don't you get tired of those slogans?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
Well, maybe it's subliminal.
Maybe.
All right. It's 9:35, 35 minutes up past the hour, and I will gently let you slide off the hook by asking you how rush hour has been this morning.
That's actually, we're looking really good around the city right now. Just expect southbound 25 still to be a little heavy downtown area. They also just cleared this late morning crash westbound C-470 at University, so not much to contend with at all. Weather today, high clouds, sunshine, breezy by this afternoon, high of 57. Right now, mostly cloudy, 35 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Don't risk running out of ink and slowing down your business. Hurry into Office Depot for hundreds of ink, toner, and...
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-O-N.com. On the lot. Thanks to everybody who came out to the early bird sale on Saturday and also the Saturday before last. A lot of great deals were had, and people saved a lot of money and got a lot of great cars. And Rockies has got a huge selection. Everything you can think of. Volkswagen, Saab, Honda, Nissan, Ford, Chevy, Dodge. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. And great people out there, too, to help you out. Like Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Freddie Labrato, Jim Monroe, Marilyn's illegitimate brother. I mean, there's just a lot of great people working out there. And don't forget about their matching down, which is great. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you got $3,000 towards your next car. Man, they had a nice-looking Jaguar out there. Six-cylinder X-style.
Ooh.
Yeah, black, really nice.
Ooh.
I got a lot of great cars out there, and they got a lot of good people out there, too. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com, or get out there and see them. They're open tonight till 9. They're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Can't say enough about them. They're great folks. One of the best cars we've ever bought is the one that Mary has now, which we got at Rockies, and we just love it. It's just great. So check them out at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builder's Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a complimentary tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-300-8052. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's complimentary tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-300-8052. 1-800-300-8052. 1-800-300-8052.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, 9:39, I'm sorry, 39 minutes past the hour, partly cloudy, high today, 63, open phones at 303-713-7600. The United States will let in this year 7,000 Iraqis. Well, that ought to throw Tom Tancredo in the xenophobes. By the way, did you see this thing in the Rocky Mountain News about Tommy? U.S. Representative Tom Tancredo is in the top tier of one new presidential survey. A list of candidates whom Republican insiders refuse to support.
He's been near the top of that for a long time. I mean, he's basically persona non grata in the Republican Party.
The survey showed Tancredo grouped with others at the bottom of the pack. You go get him, Tommy. He says, Tancredo dismissed the results on Sunday's CNN Late Edition. He said the straw poll was stacked by candidates who paid to have people attend the conference.
That sounds like a typical Tancredo comment.
Well, at least he's not going to make the same mistake he made with the Miami story. He's going to cite some poll that doesn't exist where he lied on CNN about that. Oh, I got a poll right here.
Sorry.
I got a poll right here.
I got your poll right here, Tom.
Yeah, I got your poll right here. Oh, speaking of that, before we go to the phones, flash news. I found this out on Saturday night at the big Jefferson Jackson Day dinner. I found this out. Check this out. Eric Eisens, who ran as an independent in the Musgrave-Pachoni race, who worked for Ronald Reagan, and he had like this big website, you know, where he claimed he worked for Ronald Reagan, and he claimed he was running as an independent, and called up here and made an absolute moron of himself on this show, and an absolute idiot, now claims that he's a Democrat, and was at that dinner somewhere. You know, he's probably seated like way, way in the back by the men's room or something, but he was there. Way to go, Eric. Now you're a Democrat. Oh, okay, I see. Getting ready for 08, are you? So he can run again and have his 10 seconds of fame once again as the world's largest flame out. God, I'm telling you.
There's some weird people in politics out there. Or I should say people who want to be in politics. Oh,
he's
Lord.
Now a Democrat. Well, okay. Whatever, Eric. Whatever you say, pal.
Don't let the door hit you in the rear when you...
We got a big tent here. We'll accept anybody, even you.
Our tent is so big, we have a separate rubber room.
Yeah. Right? We have a big tent. We'll accept even you. That doesn't mean that we have to like you or be near you, but we will accept you.
I'll run again. I'll force that J. Marvin to put me on the radio because it's a federal job. And you have to have equal time.
Okay, well, I'll tell them the same thing I told them last time. Call the management and request some time on the radio.
Yeah, all right.
And Lane in Aurora. Lane, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
You know, you brought up this Mission Accomplished banner, and I think that's just an example, because I had found out recently, probably everybody else except me knew this, but the ship that Bush was strutting around in his flight suit, I had always thought it was out in the middle of the sea. That's because that's how it looked. Actually, it was anchored right off the coast of San Diego.
Yeah, that's right.
They actually turned the boat clear around so it would look like they were out at sea.
Yeah, it was one of the most staggering examples of PR that I've ever seen by any White House.
But, you know, that's just an example of this whole administration has been this from beginning to end.
Oh, if I were running against this guy in a general election or was running against the GOP, I'd run that clip over and over again.
Yeah.
And, you know, based on a big show that's based on lying, whether it's Colin Powell standing up in front of the United Nations, that's a big show. Whether it's strutting around in your flight suit, that's a big show. But it's all based on falsehood, the entire thing, from beginning to end.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. But how do you account for people that you run into who support this guy? I ran into two of them over the weekend, one on Friday and one on Saturday, although he didn't come out and say to me that he did. But the one on Friday was definitely, I don't listen to that radio station, I don't support that point of view, and blah, 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 blah. And I said, okay, you know, fine. That's all right with me. I mean, I don't care, but it's like, okay, tell me how you, I mean, I can't figure out how these people put two and two together and come up with four.
Well, Jay, you just said it, and maybe this is a blanket statement, but the people I know who are more progressive, I make a point of listening to Sean Hannity as long as I can stand it, even if it's only a half an hour, or Rush Limbaugh, just to know what the other side is saying. And I think the people on the other side, a lot of them, don't want to know anything they don't already think. They won't read the newspaper. They don't listen to progressive radio stations to hear the other side. They won't watch TV stations that aren't Fox News. They don't know any of this information because they don't want to know it.
Yeah, it's the old line, don't confuse me with the facts, my mind's made up.
Exactly.
Well, is it that they don't listen, or is it that they listen and they just get angry and discount it?
No, I think they make a point of not listening. They don't want to know this stuff. They want to believe whatever they believe, and that's they're just happy that way, and that's it. Like you said, they say, I won't listen to that radio station because they might have some other opposing viewpoint that they don't share, so they won't listen to it.
You know, the thing about that is I don't have any problem with that, and I can understand. I mean, this is really a bad saying, but it's a true one. There's more than one way to skin a cat. Like, in other words, we're not all going to agree on how to do things. But the problem is, a lot of times, these folks who we're talking about here, it's not only that they disagree with us, but it's also that they're conditioned to believe, and they do believe in their hearts, that we're like the enemy.
Yeah.
Now, how can somebody who is from the same country you're from, how can they, you know, they're a taxpaying citizen, whatever the case may be. I mean, how can they look at you and think you're like the enemy? Why would they believe in any way, shape, or form that you want to destroy the place you live?
Because they're told to think that by the people that.
Yeah, but wouldn't logic dictate that's not the case?
Oh, I don't know if they use logic. I don't know. But I will say one thing. You know, George Bush is who he is, and Dick Cheney is who he is, and they're not going to change. The people that upset me are the ones who think they're citizens, they think they're voters, and they walk around with blinders on the size of screen doors. They have no idea what's going on. I don't think they're doing their job as citizens of this country. That doesn't mean after they look at all the analysis that they may still believe what they already believe, but they don't even make an attempt at it.
Yeah,
and I don't think they're doing their job as people in this country. I really don't.
You know, representative democracy requires the input of every citizen. It's a cliche, but boy, it's true.
Yeah.
Well, there's room at the table for all of us as long as...
Well, as long as...
Even if you get irrational. I mean, there's room at the table for everybody, but you are gonna get into a situation where people are going to slug it out verbally, but it's like... I mean, how low do you go?
Yeah.
It's one thing to raise your voice. It's another thing, too, to you know, maybe to lose your temper. I mean, I certainly do it often enough, but I wouldn't accuse somebody. I wouldn't accuse somebody of being un-American.
Well, see, there you go with the Ann Coulter thing. It's not that just that you're wrong, which I might be. It's that you're a traitor. See, that is so off the mark, I can't even believe it. It's not that they disagree with you. It's that they hate you, like you said, and that you are a traitor if you disagree with them.
Well, you know, this goes back, Coulter didn't start this. We're going back to Joe McCarthy.
Exactly.
And,
well, that's one of her heroes.
Well, their lineage, exactly. Their lineage all goes back there.
Yeah.
I mean, all of them. That's exactly where they get all that crap from.
Did you know that Joe McCarthy, when he died, they did an autopsy and they found out he had a severe brain tumor, and they think that's why he was so, part of the reason he was so paranoid?
That's possible. Didn't he also have a severe drinking problem?
Yes, he was a severe alcoholic.
He was an alcoholic, too.
He was a big alcoholic.
Alcoholic with a brain tumor that may have caused paranoid delusion.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bad combination.
He's the internal embarrassment of the right. I mean,
to be the embarrassment of the right.
Well, he still is, because they have tried. She's right. I mean, Ann Coulter wrote a book and tried to rehabilitate him.
Yeah.
There have been tons of people that have tried to rehabilitate him. There have been tons of people who have justified what happened during that period, and you can't justify that. And I talked to people, interviewed people whose lives were affected by that, who were caught up in those situations, not only in the movie business, but also just in every facet of everyday life, where they lost jobs. And two of the most interesting people that I ever talked to about that, one of them was Ring Lardner Jr., who went to jail.
Oh, right.
And the other one was a guy by the name, I can't think of his real name now, but he wrote under the Hispanic pen name of Danny Santiago. And he wrote a novel about Mexican Americans in Los Angeles, and he won a fiction award for it, but Danny Santiago never came forward to collect the award. And what they found out later was that this guy, and I wish I could think of his name, this guy had taught in the California university system in the 50s and had been kicked out of the university system because he was a one-time member of the Communist Party. So he and his wife moved to East Los Angeles and did work in the Hispanic community. And it caused a big roar when they found out who he was. I mean, nobody was mad at him because they understood what was going on.
Yeah.
But the idea that these people had to go live and use different names and all of that stuff. And probably the most famous of those people is Dalton Trumbo.
Oh, Trumbo.
And guess where he's from?
He's from Colorado.
He's from Denver.
He's from Denver, yeah.
Worked in a flour mill here.
Up at CU, they got a Dalton Trumbo fountain up there.
Yeah. I love Dalton Trumbo.
Yeah.
Elaine, thank you. I appreciate the call. You're really great.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, I love Dalton Trumbo. I love that. I've got tons of books at home about that whole Blacklist era, and one of the best ones is not one that's real well-known, but it's called Writer's Wars by, I believe, Nancy Lynn Schwartz. And it gets into the whole Irving Thalberg, the whole studio system, all that stuff.
Yeah, there were a lot of well-meaning Americans who joined the Communist Party back in the 30s because they thought that the Depression was an indication that capitalism didn't work.
Right.
And then, boy, it came back 15 years later to haunt them, in some cases, for the rest of their lives.
Ruined a lot of their lives.
And then there was the biggest scumbag of all next to McCarthy, Roy Cohen.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, too, Richard Nixon was involved in that.
Oh, yes.
9:51, 51 minutes past the hour. Let's take a look at traffic now with Rick Morgan.
Should be able to get to where you need to go right now with ease. Looks great on I-25, the entire drive there from Thornton and North Glen all the way down to the tech center. Seeing good speeds on both sides of the highway. Good drive on 225 across Aurora. No problems on I-70 on either side of the city. And that earlier problem on 470 out of the way. So good drive across Highlands Ranch, both westbound and eastbound around the university. And a pretty good drive to and from Boulder right now on the turnpike for you. Weather forecast, that looks pretty good too. Partly sunny, breezy this afternoon, but a high near 60. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 28. Sunny and low 60s for tomorrow. Right now it's up to 46 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic for their supersonic breakfast burrito. Eggs, cheese, sausage, onions, tomatoes, jalapenos, and tater tots. It's everything.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles. Many with remaining factory warranty. And special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-477-1896. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-477-1896. 1-800-477-1896. That's 1-800-477-1896.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-990-4998 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-990-4998. 1-800-990-4998.
Isn't it time you eliminated the bills and put more money toward the things that really count? Request your free kit by calling 1-800-700-0299. Learn the top 10 secrets to selling your timeshare fast and for top dollar. Stop paying for a timeshare you don't use. Get your free kit by calling 1-800-700-0299. That's 1-800-700-0299. 1-800-700-0299.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
From 10 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk, partly cloudy, high today 63, Jay Marvin with you. Some guy sent me an email pointing out that I used the word descendants wrong, but it should have been ancestors. Thank you. I appreciate that. I don't know why I was doing that, but I was. I do know the difference, but I don't know why I was doing it. This goes along with the Monday morning curse. Let's go to Jerry in Parker. Jerry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. I live in Parker in Douglas County, and that's like the belly of the Republican beast, and I meet a lot of Republicans, a lot of people that they just don't want to know. I have a friend of mine who is a bureaucrat in Douglas County, works for the emergency services, or he's the head muckety-muck or something, and he's from Texas, and he is a Republican, and he believes whatever George Bush and the GOP say. And there's not any waiver. He wouldn't kind of disagree with anything George Bush says. He completely agrees. To even question anything that the GOP says is almost like treason to them.
Well, has he got a son or a daughter?
Yeah, he's got a couple little kids. He's got a dad in the military, but he doesn't.
I have management coming so far.
So he would never. I asked him, how come he never, you know, signed up for military, and he just got mad.
Well, I mean, are they a military? Or are they? They're not. They're not old enough to serve, obviously, right?
Oh no, no, no. The kids are. He got little kids. He's old enough. He's old.
Well, what? So when you ask him what happens, he gets angry.
Yeah. He just gets angry, and that's the end of the discussion.
Well, what does that tell you?
Well, it tells me that there's no sense in discussing it with him. There's no sense in arguing. So now, I mean, now all I do is I just push his buttons. I just, you know. I asked him about the WMDs, and, oh, they found them. I said, where did they find them? They found them in the desert.
Ask him where he got that from.
Oh, tell
him to cite a source.
Oh, he doesn't have a source. It's just, what would you know? You're a Democrat. You listen to NPR. That's what they say. They don't want to know, Jay. They don't.
Well, I don't listen to NPR. I listen to AM760, and plus on top of that, I read on my own. And I'm just asking you, you know, if you're so certain that this happened, I'm just asking you to cite a source. That's what I always do. And usually what you'll find out is they can't cite one, and then what will happen is they'll back off. And you're right. The discussion breaks down and doesn't go anywhere. Best thing to do, Jerry, is just, I don't know. It's the question that goes on forever today on how to deal with that 28 to 37%. Thanks, man.
No.
Have a good day.
Okay, bye, guys.
All right. That's it for today. Time for me to sit down and read all the crazy, weird emails that I got. If I don't answer you, I'm sorry in advance. See you tomorrow.
Why do office solutions from Regis work for today's businesses?
My budget is tight. If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today, or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com. Regis, offices that work for you.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't